about.
You got to put it in perspective.
Some neighbors are saying way too loud.
That's only in the morning. You're supposed to be up cooking breakfast or somebody, and so that's like an alarm clock. Woo-woo!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I think when you get out in the world a little more, you'll discover that not all well-dressed, articulate, detail-oriented men are gay. Many of them are just Asian.
I find that offensive. Just because I'm of Japanese ancestry, you assume I know karate.
That sounds like so much fun.
You, and definitely you. By the way, I love you, Lisa.
And now,
holla!
Tainted panties for you.
You know.
Our feature presentation.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. Kevin and Bean Show, it is 5:31, and it is Monday the 4th of May. I see them.
I like your take on boobies, and I like boobies.
So we're going to take your phone calls for What It Do Nephew, 1-800-520-1067. It is the Monday edition of What It Do Nephew, so you can call on any topic, and there certainly is a wide variety of things to choose from on the weekend. Now, I have to say, Kevin, that this is a bad start.
Yes, that's correct.
This is a bad start because you know how – well, we have an affiliate starting today in Phoenix at 103.9 The Edge. Now, that's your hometown, right?
Right.
So, you know, first day, you want to make a good impression.
What did we screw up already?
It occurred to me as I was saying it. You don't need to point it out.
That wasn't even what I was referring to.
Okay.
I mean, look, I expect you to fail. All right, that's not the problem here. I've built into my expectations that Kevin will fail. Okay, here's the thing. So I go to the website, and they've been terrific so far. They've been promoting us on the air over there for the last couple of weeks, and they've been very much looking forward to the show airing in Phoenix. So they have a little bio of us up on the website,
right?
That I guess they pulled from Wikipedia or the Kevin Bean Archive guy or something like that. And you don't want them to start by telling people, Kevin has an unusual grasp of the English language.
Oh, come on now.
Really? That's in your bio now? That's official?
That's official.
What?
That's on his resume.
Here's the thing. Here's what I've learned in life. This is what I've learned from doing this and from people getting disappointed in my abilities. You have to lower the bar of expectations. You have to say, look, if he gets out a sentence just normally, you should be happy. And that way, if everybody expects that, then I can usually under-deliver by just a little.
I had a cousin with cerebral palsy, and he would do the most simple tasks. And everybody in my family would cheer, cheer, cheer.
Right, right.
And that's the way we feel about Kevin.
That's how you do it. Like he puts his shoes on in the morning. You're like, good boy.
I remember one year he carved the turkey at Thanksgiving, and people went bonkers. You would have thought he won the Nobel Prize.
Well, you don't give the palsy guy a knife. That's just bad planning. But I laugh so much when I saw he has an interesting grasp of the English language because to me it's like it's your first day at school and you're already a little bit nervous and you just want the other kids to like you. Yet somehow word gets out before you show up for the morning bell that your dad's in jail. So all of a sudden you've got that on you. You walk in the halls, they're like, you know, they don't even know you. They're like, oh, that's the kid whose dad's in jail, man.
Wait a minute. My dad's in jail?
No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm making an analogy.
All right.
So anyway, I don't know how it'll go, but we will demonstrate that is true. The interesting grasp. We do want to welcome Phoenix, and it is Kevin's hometown, and I know that he desperately did not want the show to air in Phoenix because he does have family and friends there.
Oh, I never thought about your family, Kevin.
Yeah,
it's just too hard to explain this show to people that don't want to know about it. It just is.
My mom is person number one about that.
Ooh.
I'm like, listen, don't listen.
Is she likely to listen?
I mean, wait. I didn't mean listen. When I said listen, that's not what I meant. Don't listen.
Will your mom tune in?
Probably.
See, because there's talk that we'll be in Las Vegas next week, and my father lives there, so I'm in the same boat.
And you guys are hosed.
Yeah, we are bad.
And we do nothing but disappoint our parents anyway by having this job, by being in radio, and now to have to explain, well, why'd you do that to her, you know, or whatever the question is going to be that day.
Yeah.
It's not going to be pleasant for us in the after the show phone calls, I'll tell you that.
Well, we're not good at any element of this show.
That's what we've discovered here.
You got to roll with it and just hope that, you know, I'll just say, Mom, tune in at 7 o'clock, and, you know, that's when we'll do our reading from the Bible for that day.
Sure.
Right.
You know?
Which is always, it always just happened right before she tuned in. That's what we need to tell her.
Oh, you only heard the stripper? No, it was before that. It was right before that. We did Leviticus Thursday. It was awesome.
All right. Let's get started with your phone calls. You can call on any topic, 1-800-520-1067. You call, we put you on the air, and we give you a prize.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
Well, true to form and firing on all cylinders, I have no paperwork at all this morning, so no idea what the prize is. But you do call us from wherever you're listening at 1-800-520-1067. And Psycho Mike, why don't you tell the kids what they'll win today when they do?
We're looking. We're looking what they win. And it is a $50 Journeys gift card.
Oh.
Yay!
Got to be honest, okay. Most of these calls are not worth that, but let's give it a try. Bring up any topic that you'd like, anything happen over the weekend or in the news or sports or anything. All right. Let's say good morning to Brian in Whittier.
Hey, good morning. What it do, nephew?
What it do, baby boo?
Good morning. Hey, how about those Dodgers?
Yeah!
Sweeping the Padres?
The Dodgers turn out to be good. Which is what you want to hear in the second month of the season, that's for sure. But, yeah, it's always fun to sweep. That's always so much fun, especially in your division because you make up a lot of ground fast and you don't know. At the end of the season, we may look back and go, that's when it mattered.
That's right.
I'll tell you, the one thing that I know is that baseball is super exciting to begin with, right?
Yes. Yes.
But then when you have Dave, the King of Mexico, twittering from a baseball game, giving you just little bits and pieces of what's going on, but no picture whatsoever of exactly what's happening.
Yes.
That's even better. If it's possible to get more exciting than regular baseball is, that's more exciting.
I confess that I twittered during the Mariners' 15-inning win yesterday myself.
Yep.
It's hard to contain that kind of excitement.
Yeah. Well,
wow,
you should.
Really?
You should learn.
Bean pointed something out. They sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game twice at the Mariners game yesterday because they went to 7 innings 2 times in the 14th.
Yes, they had a 14-inning stretch.
Inning stretch.
Dear God.
Me
Kevin would have killed himself.
Ball game.
Oh, you should have been there, Kevin. You'd have loved it.
Well, hated it is the thing. All right, let's go to Joe. What's happening, Joe?
Hey, what it do? Nephew.
Nice.
What's happening, Joe?
And to you as well.
Have you had a little to drink already this morning?
No, I'm just hauling ass. Excuse me. I'm just driving fast to work.
All right. Good.
Okay. X-Men Origins Wolverine. Did you guys see it this weekend?
You saw Wolverine and it was good?
It sucked.
It sucked? Oh, it was bad.
It's terrible.
Terrible.
Okay, the line sucks.
The line, you mean the line of people trying to get in?
The lines that he had to read, the script.
The dialogue.
So, yeah, dialogue sucked.
Okay.
His hair wasn't even the way it's supposed to be in a comic book. He had like some frizzy thing going on, you know, to the side.
Hey, Joe?
Yeah.
You're saying that his hair in the movie was not the same as the comic book?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
That's your critique.
That tells me all I need to know about you.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I did not see it this weekend, but unanimously, it has being heralded as a fantastic movie, a great, great movie.
No, don't waste your money on it.
I think Joe's on his own on this one. I'm sorry.
Joe says don't waste your money. The hair's not right.
Yeah okay.
Wow. Speaking of X-Men, let's talk to Mike. He's on line 4 on the Kevin and Bean Show. He also saw X-Men, but had a little bonus, too. Hey, Mike, welcome to the program.
What it do, nephews?
What it do?
What it do?
Well, I caught some guy next to me filming the X-Men.
Oh, really?
He had a video camera?
Oh, yeah. A nice video camera, too.
Oh, those come out so good. You could almost hear the sound. And.
Oh, yeah, almost. So I told the manager, and they came and escorted him out with police, and I got a $100 gift certificate for the theater.
Oh, how about that?
You get a $100 reward for turning in somebody that's videotaping the movie?
Darn right.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this. When they escorted him out, did they also call the police? Was the dude in any trouble?
I believe so. They escorted him out with police.
Okay, so if it was with police, then it's not a scam we need to try with our friends. Because if it was just the management throwing him out of the theater, I'm going to go with a friend with a video camera, and we'll work together, get the $100.
I never thought of that, B.
Split it in half.
So smart.
Good idea.
Come on. instantly, I looked for a way to game the system. Lisa, come on.
Impressed.
And let's go to Jess. Jess, good morning.
What'd it do, nephew?
What'd it do?
What'd it do?
Baby boo.
Hello.
Did you guys see that fight this weekend?
I did, yes.
Did you see how Ricky Hatton just got demolished?
Manny Pacquiao is unbelievable. He's an amazing boxer.
It is just so crazy because, you know, Mayweather Sr. was training Hatton, and he's just talking all this crap about Pacquiao and Freddie Roach and how De La Hoya, you know, got knocked out, and Hatton got knocked out in the second round.
Yeah.
He got knocked down in the first round, too, right?
Yep.
Here's what I was wondering about that. And I'm trying to think back to how I felt about it back when Tyson was doing the same thing with the early knockouts. Do you feel – I mean, are you less likely to want to get a pay-per-view if you think you're going to see 4 minutes of boxing?
Nope.
Really?
Not me.
I took about 5 or 10 calls on Saturday night when I was on the air here from guys who just got done watching the fight, and they were all really upset that they, you know, wasted their $50 on a pay-per-view.
Yeah, because
I kind of feel like you want an 8-inning battle. You know what I mean? That's what you want to see.
In boxing?
If it's over, I mean, I would think I would rather see that. That would be a more enjoyable fight.
Getting your money's worth.
I feel like you get your money's worth.
But by inning, you mean round.
Right? Yeah, did I say inning? I'm sorry. Yeah, 8-round fight.
I got to tell you, it's fascinating to watch a guy like that just demolish. That knockout punch.
Yeah.
That was one of the scariest things I've ever seen. Ricky Hatton was practically dead from the time the glove touched his face.
Yeah.
It was really rough.
He was snoring on the floor.
Oh my goodness. But you know, that made it a great fight for me. I was fine.
Yeah.
I was fine with that. It probably also depends on who you wanted to win.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you were hoping for Ricky Hatton, that didn't work out quite so well for you.
Well, we are talking to the great Freddie Roach today. If Mike can contain himself and not insult him and his disability, we'll have him on the air later on today and find out what Manny's next move is. But, I mean, clearly he's the king, and clearly he can decide who he wants to fight next and at what weight class, which is a great position to be in as a boxer.
And let's go to Mike. Good morning, Mike. What'd it do?
What'd it do, nephew?
What's going on?
Do?
Hey, I gotta say, I watched that fight too, man. It was worth every penny.
That's what I think.
I mean, just to watch a knockout like that, that's worth every penny. But I was actually calling about the Suns. How about the win in triple overtime?
Did they go to triple overtime yesterday?
Triple overtime.
Oh, I only watched the first period. We're talking hockey playoffs now. I only watched the first period, and it was 2-2 at the end of the first period.
Yeah.
And then I had to go do something else.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Your friend, Yonah Hiller, Kevin, had 59 saves in that game.
He is unbelievable.
Yeah,
20,
he sure is.
29 in overtime, right?
Your goalie.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah, it's been very exciting. I mean, the NBA Finals and the NHL Finals have had several seven gamers. It's just it's been great. It's been so cool.
Yeah, and anybody that beats Detroit, I'm down with.
Yeah.
That's Detroit. Right, man. As much as the Ducks are your arch enemy, when it comes to them playing the Red Wings, you got to go with Anaheim.
You got to root for whoever your home team is and whoever's playing Detroit.
Right.
That's how you figure it out. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. We have Harvey Levin from TMZ.com with all the latest on the celebrity gossip.
Okay.
He thinks that Tupac's alive, by the way, Bean. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I heard something about that, and I did see that picture on the website, and it sure looked like Tupac.
Yep.
But he doesn't really think that that's how Tupac came back, does he?
Right.
He's walking into a bar in New Orleans.
That's what we asked, and he said, I don't know, guys, I don't know.
Look at the pictures.
Guys. Like him. And I was like, but you don't really think Tupac has been hiding this whole time. And then he goes to New Orleans to a very public bar to start drinking.
Yeah.
That's how he's going to announce it to the world?
No, you make it a payday, dude. You get Oprah to have you on for $1 million. I mean, that's how you come back if you're Tupac.
So, Freddie Roach, also the trainer of Manny Pacquiao.
Oh, great.
Got on the program today. Going to talk to him about the big fight on Saturday night.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys have seen this real-life superhero story that's coming out of Cincinnati.
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's the best thing ever.
What?
This tard, I guess the only way you could really describe him, puts on like a Batman costume, and he's a real life superhero, and he goes around and he's got his league of superheroes, and they go around and fight crime.
Are you kidding?
For reals?
Yeah. Oh, the cops must love that.
Oh, the scene where the guy gives the sheriff his business card and says, if you need any help, let me know. And the sheriff looks at the camera like, wow, this guy's gone bye-bye.
You kind of want your citizens to be vigilant, but you don't want them out there thinking that they're the law.
Oh,
well,
the best.
These are the guys that couldn't get into law enforcement, I'm guessing.
Yes.
They desperately wanted to. Can't even be a security guard.
Nope.
So here they are.
This guy isn't good enough to be a mall cop. That's what I'll tell you about him. We also have Donald Trump talking about the Celebrity Apprentice last night. We got some highlights
amazing.
Of that.
It has been so good. I'm still ticked off every week that it has to be 2 hours. But,
yeah,
man, has
stupid.
It been a great season, and it looks like a great final coming, too.
I guess Joan Rivers came back, which was shocking, but yeah. There's some highlights of that coming up. Tell you about a giant concert that perhaps you might be a little bit interested in at 7:15.
Oh, interesting. I can't think of anything that could be.
Yeah. And start giving away tickets to it, by the way. And we're also going to, just after 6 o'clock, try to figure out who the most boring person is in the Twitterverse. And there's a battle. There are two people that are going at it strong. They both want the title.
Is it Pete Wentz?
No, it's not Pete Wentz.
That would be my guess at this point. Larry King would come close of the people I'm following, too, in terms of just being unbelievably boring.
Nope. That would be you and or Dave the King of Mexico here on the show.
So. What?
And I've printed out some highlights, and I think that you both know the title is on the line.
Highlights? Yes.
How are you going to come at me like that?
I think you know the title is on the line, so you're working your butt off 24/7 to figure out a way to really bring it home.
But you know,
and so's Dave.
You know every beverage Dave drank this weekend. Though.
Yes, he's battling you for it, but you're not going to just give it up easily. You know what I mean? Like you're defending the belt with everything you have. So we'll get to that also today on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a quick break. We got a full recap of the showbiz news coming up next week.
It is Monday morning. All the details you need to know about the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2009. Yeah, I said it. It's that time of year. We've been getting your emails. We know that you want to know. You're going to know this morning at 7:15 here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Is that Ralph Garman?
That would be Ralph Garman.
Hey, Ralph.
What's up?
What's up?
What's
I missed you, dude.
Y'all?
Missed you. I want
Bean
you to
missed
know,
you a lot.
I missed you all.
You didn't miss us all.
Shut up. I did. I missed. I gotta tell ya,
you.
I was,
never missed.
I was. I, yeah, I missed
really.
This time because you guys had so much awesome stuff on the show last week that I wish I had been there. Because you know, like William Shatner, for instance, one of my heroes, one of my idols, a guy I love having on the show. You know, I knew something like that was happening, and I wasn't there. I was kind of sad.
Hey, you know what? Then don't take vacation.
Well,
boom! You can be here for everything. It'll be just that easy.
That. I'm just saying. It sounded like it was a lot of fun last.
Don't push him to not take
that's
vacation.
That's true. What am I thinking? Why punish us because he misses out on things?
Let him miss out. He'll be fine.
Yeah, I got a bunch of emails from being saying, "Oh, you guys do so many wonderful things over there on that show. I wish I could be part of those. Oh, please tell me all about those things that you did." I was like, "Dude, it's just the show, you know." Same show we've been doing for a long time. We talked to him, Shatner. Talked to him dozens of times.
I'm a fan.
Fine. It was a lovely interview. Nothing special. Nothing, you know, no earth-shattering news.
Unless you didn't hear it, in which case it was the best interview ever.
No, not really.
Oh, all right.
Talk about signing comic books on Free Comic Book Day. He was eating sushi out of a truck. You know, it wasn't the
that
greatest
was funny.
Interview ever.
He was outside a grocery store eating sushi in his truck. That was his that was his lunch or breakfast or whatever it was.
Wow. You'd think that the captain would live better than that.
When you're in Kentucky, Kroger's is the best sushi you can get. Trust me.
Well, that's probably true. Yeah. That's probably true.
The good horse down there, though. You like a good horse steak.
Is that right? Wow, I didn't realize that.
They were so bummed that no horses died at the Derby over the weekend because it's just one less to cook.
That's right.
All right, 5:52 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here with our weekend recap of the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Heard you guys talking about X-Men's Wolverine. Came in number one at the box office this weekend. Oh, just made $88 million.
Wow. 88.
Not too bad with a dude who's got, you know, really bad bones come sticking out of his hands.
Bad hair is what I hear.
Yeah, that's so funny.
You hear that, Cole?
Yeah. Here's the thing. I think when they drew the comic book character all those years ago, I don't know, it came out in the 70s, I guess, you didn't expect that a guy would ever have to look like that on the big screen. They don't think that way.
Right.
So you can do anything you want when you're drawing somebody. You don't really expect him to have that sort of goofy hairdo. It doesn't translate in real life.
But
as
the
well.
People who know.
So often with comic books, things don't translate well because it just looks goofy once you do it in the real world.
But the people who, A, know that, and B, are bothered by it, by the change in hair,
I know.
Got a problem.
Well, long line, long history of my people.
Your people,
your people.
Need to be kicked out of this country.
Complaining about the translation from page to screen of their comic book characters.
Right. They need to stop it.
The first X-Men movie, they were incensed because they weren't going with the traditional blue and yellow spandex uniforms. Instead, they went with those black leather jumpsuits that they wore in the X-Men movies. A lot of complaints.
Remember the outrage over where Spidey's webs came from? I thought that franchise, those people were going to get burned to the ground when they made that decision.
Right. Natural.
Loser! 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 Loser!
natural or external web spinners.
Sure.
You know? I was going
to say. It's me.
Hey, Gene Simmons is here.
Oh, God, not Gene.
I'm a natural web spinner.
So. All right.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Gene.
Take a look at the other top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Ghost of Girlfriend's Past, in its debut, made a little over $15 million, good enough to make it number two. Obsessed was number three. 17 again came in at number four. Then Monsters vs. Aliens. The Soloist was number six. Earth was number seven. Fighting was number eight. Hannah Montana, the movie, came in at number nine. And then State of Play, the Russell Crowe film, in at number 10 with $3.7 million. That kind of came and went, didn't it, that State of Play?
I saw that over
I
the
saw
weekend.
That this weekend, too.
Did you,
really
know?
Because I hadn't caught it then.
Yep.
Yeah, it was good.
I liked it.
It was good till the ending, I think.
You didn't like the end?
Nah, not much. Hmm. But it was good. I mean, those guys are great.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben Affleck was really good, I thought.
Surprisingly good. Yeah.
So
very
yeah.
convincing.
Just
I,
caught it I right think, in the last weekend.
I think Ben does better sometimes in supporting roles than he does when he's the lead
yeah.
in films.
Oh, I think you're right.
And Russell Crowe's always good.
Not good with Ben.
Not
either.
So much.
And
him.
Rachel McAdams, by the way.
Yeah.
Look at her all day.
She's all right looking.
Yeah.
Speaking of what you caught this weekend in comic book movies, they released The Spirit this week on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a comic book movie done by Frank Miller. Scarlett Johansson's in it. Eva Mendes. If anybody wants that, I got that.
You have it? Yeah.
You
don't need it?
No, I don't need that. I won't be watching that again. I'm good. I'm good with that.
That's what I heard. That's why I didn't go. Not so good?
Wow.
It looked cool.
Oh, wow.
Not so good.
Bad.
All right.
Halle Berry, mm-hmm. looking at the success of the Wolverine movie this weekend, hopes that her character from the X-Men movie, Storm, will be given her own film. Nope. Moving on. Nobody wants to see you make rain for 2 hours, Hallie, so it's not going to happen. Megan Fox, more comic book movie news, says that she is not interested in playing Wonder Woman in the upcoming Wonder Woman movie.
No kidding.
Why?
She told FHM Magazine that the character, originally famously, of course, played by Linda Carter on television, is, in fact, lame.
Lame?
Megan Fox says Wonder Woman is lame.
Well, but I can see the transparent plane, right?
And that's one of her points, Lisa.
Yeah,
she says she
dumb.
Flies around in an invisible jet, but she's not invisible. I don't get it. Oh, Megan. So much I need to explain to you about the comic book world. We need to have a conversation.
How long would it take you to explain that to her, Ralph?
Oh, anywhere from 3 to 13 minutes, depending on how much I've had to drink. You know this Carrie Prejean?
No.
Everyone's talking about her. She was our own very own Miss California.
Oh, that's her name. I never knew her name.
Carrie Prejean is
okay.
her name, yes. She did not win the Miss USA competition. Some say it was because of her answer to the question about marriage between gay folks.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she has decided to move on to Washington. She's launching a campaign this week opposing same-sex marriage. Surprise, surprise.
If I recall, she is promoting opposite marriage. That's her favorite, right?
Yeah, she likes opposite marriage.
Right.
She'll be working with the National Organization for Marriage because the storm is coming.
The storm is coming.
Yeah.
The clouds are dark.
So she says this is a project that is very near and dear to her heart.
Plus, no one else will talk to her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forgive me if you guys covered this last week, but I never heard why the pageant paid for her breast implants. How did that
never
deal
heard that
go
story.
Down?
Yeah, Shannon Oakler was talking about that last week.
And it was confirmed. It's not rumor. It actually happened. The people who run the Miss USA pageant paid for her implants.
I think it was the Miss California, the locals.
Okay, Miss California.
See, it's big business, pageant business. Right. And the states each have their own sort of pageant mafias. And if they think they can bring home the Miss USA competition, if they got a good shot this year and all she needs is a little support, or in this case, a little enhancement, then boom, you get in, they write you a check.
No kidding.
Yeah, happens quite often.
I
had no idea.
Understand that about this? Who knew?
Wow.
Who
knew that they would do that?
Oh, yeah.
That seems so weird.
It is weird. No weirder than Heidi Klum and Seal. I'm just getting a little tired of them. Got an ass full of this couple.
Having babies
perfect.
All the time.
Oh, we're so in love. Oh, I can't keep my hands off each other. Oh, look at our children. Are they wonderful? Oh. He's the greatest. Oh, no, you're the greatest, honey. No, she's the greatest. Easy, easy.
That gets annoying quickly.
Let's just spackle up his face and move on, shall we?
Yeah. Oh, Lisa May.
Nope. No, Gene.
Nope. Not necessary.
Apparently, Heidi and Seal were all set to renew their wedding vows this week.
Yeah.
But they had to cancel them because they were going to do it in Costa Correas, Mexico.
Oh, swine flu. Okay.
And they were afraid of catching the swine flu.
Sure.
Even though they're perfect. I can't imagine the swine flu would even have anything to do with them because they're so magical. As an alternative, they are staying here in Los Angeles and doing, saying their I do's all over again on their fourth anniversary. They're going to be renewing their wedding vows.
Dude, they can do 4 years in my sleep. Come on, that is no big goal.
Not impressive.
No.
They do, but Ralph, you're not saying they're not great people. You're just tired of hearing about it, right?
They may or may not be great people. I don't know.
I can't see anything really wrong, especially with her. I mean, she seems like an A-plus to me.
Yeah, but we're perfect, we're perfect, we're perfect. It breeds resentment.
Every interview, she keeps talking about how magical their marriage is and everything's perfect and their kids are the best and their sex life's the best and he's the most romantic and every. Shut up!
Yeah. I agree.
Even if it's true, shut up!
You're better than us. Leave us alone.
And now I hope they get the swine flu. The Heine virus.
Is that what they call it?
The H-I-N-I virus here. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's H1N1. I'm sorry. That's not Heine at all. Never mind. But whatever. Him. Clean what, his face with an ice cream scooper.
Hey, kids, can you say pendejo?
Today's celebrity birthdays. Legendary king of the surf sound, guitarist Dick Dale, celebrates his 72nd birthday today. I love that sound. I love that surf music sound. Bing, ding, 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 ding. You know what sound I'm talking about?
Sure.
He was great. That wasn't Dick Dale, but that was one of his songs. But still.
And someone else that did something like it.
Dick Dale is good.
Yeah.
You know what he's famous for?
Gargling?
No. That song from Pipeline. Yeah.
Was it Pipeline? Is that
Quentin Tarantino used it in that movie.
In that movie.
That everyone
Kill
loves.
Bill?
No.
Pulp Fiction?
Pulp Fiction?
No.
No.
Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, was it Pulp Fiction? Yeah, I guess it was Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Screw him.
I should do acapella surf guitar. That should be my new career. Randy Travis, country singer, is 50 years old today. Comedian pal of mine, Anna Gasteyer from Saturday Night Live, celebrates her 42nd birthday. Will Arnett from Arrested Development, Blades of Glory, turns 39. Mike Dirnt of Green Day is 37. And singer Lance Bass of NSYNC celebrates his 30th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
How about tomorrow afternoon for Cinco de Mayo, joining the Kevin and Bean Show live for Cinco de la Cinco? This is the first time we've had the opportunity to do this in the afternoon, which is funny because for years we've done Cinco de Mayo morning show broadcast. Right. And I got to give it up for our listeners because they are willing to come and start drinking at 6 a.m. They are willing to do that for us.
Very willing.
They're usually there by 4, waiting to drink at 6.
Yes.
This year, they don't have to do that. This year, they can have it be sort of a normal day and then come on out and join us in the afternoon because we are going to be broadcasting our Cinco de la Tarde show for Cinco de la Cinque tomorrow afternoon from 5 until 6 o'clock, the world's shortest Kevin and Bean broadcast ever at the Chronic Cantina, which is at 1870 Harbor Boulevard in Costa Mesa. Yeah, we're coming down to Costa Mesa. It is free to get in, but it will be packed. 21 and over, arrive early and see us do the show live. And, of course, you know, the party will go on all night long because it's freaking Cinco de Mayo. But if you want to join us, definitely plan on doing that tomorrow. We'll have all those details I just described at krock.com.
And Bean, by the way, is going to go off.
That's what I hear.
You know, when it's my people's holiday, man, you know I go for it.
Let's talk about Twitter.
I'm in the studio right now, about to go on air. Send.
Twitter is fine. It's you know, it's a new electronic thing. Not new, but relatively new. And, you know, it can be used for good purposes.
Mm-hmm. It could.
It can also be
like many weapons.
It can also exactly. It can also be abused by certain people who don't understand that every single part of their life isn't the most fascinating thing to other people.
Or more to the point, sometimes leave out the good stuff and just give us the crap.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Yeah.
Dave.
Can I say what I love, by the way? Because you know me, Badness. Kevin, you always make fun of me of wanting to be in touch and follow the news so closely. Is I have all these awesome – I'm following, you know, CNN and Fox and NPR, and I hear about everything even faster than I did before.
Oh, that's such great news.
Which is so great. Like when Justice Souter retired a few days ago, announced he was going to retire. Boom. Had it right there on my phone. Didn't have to wait till I checked my email. Didn't have to catch it on the TV. I mean, instantaneously, I'm up to date.
I avoided that story in every way possible. Not only did I not want to know, I certainly don't want to know the second he decides that he's going to retire.
I think it's a very worthwhile service, and I know where you're going with this, and I just like to say on the record that I enjoy the King of Mexico's tweets.
I know
Thank
you do.
You, Bean.
I know you do.
Tweet, tweet, bitch, tweet, tweet.
There you go.
Tweet, tweet, bitch, tweet, tweet.
Now, why do you hate? What's up?
Well, it's not that I hate. I'm covering the battle between you and the King of Mexico to be the most boring person in the Twitterverse.
Are they neck to neck?
We're the best, though. We are the best.
I've never seen people battle harder, fight harder to really get that, bring home that belt, you know? These two guys, they bring it day in and day out. It is ridiculous the amount of effort they put into being boring. So I got some tweets from last week, and I'm going to compare and contrast.
All right.
King of Mexico on Friday tweeted, I get to see two movies today, Earth and Wolverine. Woohoo!
That was Tuesday.
Tuesday.
It was
awesome. Don't care what day it was.
I'm friends with Dave, yes. And I'm interested to know that he has seen those films.
Nope.
That would be perhaps something I could ask him about later. Hey, how was Earth?
And
how
by the way, saw Earth at the El Capitan, which was awesome. And people hit me back and said, how was the El Capitan? Because they have a little extra show and they bring out animals and it was awesome. So, you know, the peoples got what they wanted. They got information.
How much information did the peoples get?
None.
Really, Dave? Because, first of all, they shouldn't have to ask you. That should be your Twitter is like how it was, and it should be more than awesome.
Yeah, maybe. See, here's what we're saying. Maybe you don't need to share with them your excitement to go to both movies, but
dude,
just got out of.
Don't you know anything, man?
And it was.
You can't
give
them everything. You got to want them to want more.
Yeah.
They
make them want more, man.
So here's Bean's first one.
Is Dave using the no game game on Twitter like he
does
in heaven?
Yes, exactly. He is. So here's Bean's first one. He's on vacation last week. In Cleveland this morning, founded in 1797. Right?
God.
So I'm already out.
Didn't know that.
Because even if I care that Bean's in Cleveland, I don't care when the city was founded.
No.
I was just surprised at how old a city it was.
Right.
That's all.
But I'm saying don't care.
That's my Twiggers appreciated it.
Oh.
That's in Ohio. Birthplace to 7 U.S. presidents. How you like me now? Bean sure does love the fake burn that no one's burned by. How you like me now? Fine. I'm glad I'm not with you.
Whatever.
Tell you that right now. So here's King of Mexico's second one after he went to see Earth. This is the full recap that you were looking for, Lisa. This is where he uses Twitter to get out some good information.
For good, yes.
Earth down, Wolverine to go. I only slept through 15 minutes of Earth.
I'm
proud.
Yeah, I did. El Capitan, for some reason, always puts me out. It's so cold.
Right, but you're missing the point. The point is, if anyone cares that you saw Earth, how was it?
I actually know less now.
Correct.
Than when he said he was going to go.
And you know what happened right after I did that? People hit me up. How was it?
Dave, let me just suggest
that. They're interested, man. They're interested in what I have to say.
No, they're furious.
So that's why they're asking
me. You didn't actually tell them.
They're annoyed.
I told them you were going to go.
They want more information.
Dave, this is just like when Doc talks to us. When Doc, our newsman, comes into us and says, I saw some monkeys this weekend. And then you sit there and you go, I don't want to get involved in a conversation, but all right. What happened? It's like that.
Yes.
Yes.
Why don't you just give them the information right up front?
Because I only have 140 characters, dude.
Well, at least you used none of them. Number two for Bean. First iPhone tweet. Oh, thank God I got that information. He's not using his computer. He's using his iPhone.
Bean, why do we care?
I was just a little bit excited because it was the first time I was attempting it to work, to make it work, and I was hoping that it did.
You know what I did over the weekend? I wiped the sweat off of my forehead once. Don't feel any you know, to share it because...
Did you have a meal, Kevin?
I ate a meal.
Did
yes,
you?
I had a couple
had a
of
couple meals.
Meals.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Because we don't know what they were because you
no
didn't,
idea
you
what
didn't tweet
day.
Them.
Yeah. We would like to know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was my first iPhone tweet? It had to be something momentous.
World's largest rubber stamp.
Yay!
This is
was
what
there
you
a
did
photo?
On your vacation.
Worth the trip.
Yeah, was there a photo?
Did you see it? It's pretty cool.
Here's the thing about that. There was a photo. Could not have got the interest up to look at it.
It was a big stamp.
Just don't care.
It's a huge rubber stamp.
Yeah, right. It was pretty cool.
But I could, you know, I can picture that. That's the weird thing. I don't really need a picture of it.
If someone else were at the world's largest rubber stamp, I would want to see it.
Here's the thing about Dave and the King of Mexico and Bean. They both see this as a way, you know, remember we were calling people who had mullets?
Yes.
And we were trying
to
tell them, you look stupid. Cut it.
Right.
Not, no, I love it. I love my, this is what these guys are doing. They don't understand that this is verbal diarrhea. That's what this is.
But here's what I'm going to say about that, and I do take your point. I'm not disagreeing with you, but the beautiful thing about the Twitter is that people choose whether to follow you or
correct.
Not. It's completely voluntary. Right. No one who doesn't want to know what Dave thinks or what right. I think has to follow us, and they're able to completely avoid it.
And I knew you were going to say that. But perhaps you should consider the fact that it gives you a false impression that everything that happens to you, most 99% of which is drivel, boring nothingness for all of us, it gives you the false impression that people care about all those little details.
That's why I tweet about the world's largest rubber stamp instead of what I had for dinner.
Three from Dave the King of Mexico. I miss Wahoos. I haven't been there in a while.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so Dave fires back strong.
Someone came to Wahoos and it burned me.
I wish I knew what restaurants Dave missed. He's not going to eat there. He's not thinking of eating there. He just wants us all to know that he misses it.
I do miss Wahoos, though. It's so good.
Right. Don't care.
Come on.
Bean fires back. I wonder if Bean's listening to any AM talk radio on his vacation. I sure wonder if that's happening. Bean says, scanning AM talk stations. No one enjoys Dennis Miller more than Dennis Miller.
Oh, he's dang. pretty full of himself.
Right?
He laughs a lot at his own material.
Do not care. The people that go to sporting events and tweet. Dave the King of Mexico, ready to watch the Dodgers kick some Padres' ass and get a blanket.
Fleece blanket night. It was awesome. Rip.
In his defense, he is Mexican. It's in his blood. He's got to be there for the fleece blanket.
It's almost time for Dodgers baseball and Dodger dogs and nachos and beer and fleece blanket night. Headed to the game with Mike. Fleece blanket night. He Twittered four times.
You know how many people are burning it? It's always sold out. Every year it gets sold out. Yeah.
And it's only, what, first 20,000 or something get the blanket?
This year they had a lot. It was 50,000.
Hey, guys.
Man, the fleece blankets were nice,
too. Might be missing the point.
Their blue was a division championship blanket.
Possible that you're missing the point. Don't care.
Mike, did you get your fleece blanket because you're Mexican, too?
I got my fleece blanket.
You know what he didn't do?
Tweet about it.
Yeah. Number four for Bean. And this is his he's firing back at Dave now with the baseball. Mariners, 536 pitches. So the first bit of information that Bean wants you to know is how many pitches were thrown in the game. It was a long game. Still don't care how many pitches were thrown.
Yeah.
It's pretty remarkable, though.
Plus hours. M's win in bottom of 15. Why is baseball so great? No clock for one reason. I'd like to disagree.
Yeah.
I'd like to say clock would make it almost bearable. No clock.
Dave and Mike, as baseball fans, who do you agree with on this?
Bean Baxter on that one.
I got to agree with Bean.
All right. That's where you guys are happy being? Enjoy. And finally, Dave the King of Mexico writes, should I eat lunch before I head to the LBC or wait for Fiesta Friday fish tacos at Hole Mole?
Holy moly.
Yeah. But,
Wow, Dave, that is a fascinating dilemma. Sure, sorry I missed that whole discussion.
And let me just say, I did eat lunch, and that was the right choice.
Care.
That was the right choice because traffic was bad.
Okay. Here's the thing,
I had Fiesta Fish Fridays.
6 billion
awesome.
People on the – well, probably not 6 billion. It's probably 2 billion of them are starving. But 4 billion people on this planet have to figure out what they're going to eat each and every meal.
Yep.
Just don't need to be behind-the-scenes information.
Over 200 people who follow me. Can't be wrong. They love me. They love
people.
It.
And finally for Bean, I miss Veruca. Good night, all.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if Bean misses his dog.
One of his dogs.
I miss Wahoos. He misses Veruca. See how everyone cares?
Doesn't miss his wife. Doesn't miss his other dogs.
You're both losers.
How dare you.
Losers.
I can't figure out who wins.
I think it's really hard. I think it's a tie, but I do have to give Bean the credit because Bean came late to the game. Dave's been practicing. He's been warming up for this big event for, I don't know, a couple months.
Yeah.
He's really been putting in the work. Bean,
DJ Sanchez, that's who follow me.
Bean jumps right in. Yes, Bean jumps right in and ties him for the belt.
At full speed.
Yes.
I hear you.
So I'd like to suggest to both of you, no one cares about the minutiae of your BS lives. No one cares.
Stop it.
The people who do are lying to you. Dave, there's not a person on this planet that cares if you go to Wahoos or if you eat dinner someplace else.
Keep them coming, Dave.
Bean, nobody cares that you miss Veruca.
3D tweet. I'm in the studio. About to leave. Bye.
God, I hate you.
Less than 1 hour from right now, all the details you've come to expect of the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2009. You will not want to miss that announcement and all the details on how you can get your tickets. And if you even want to go to the show, I suspect you will, but you'll find out at 7:15 this morning on the Kevin Bean Show on K-Rock.
All right, let's talk about the bells. We had a big conversation last week because when there's a hot girl in the news, we use this. You've probably heard that a million times.
Sure.
When there's a fat person in the news, we use this.
Cowbell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which Oprah, by the way, takes off from around her neck every day before she steps out to film her show.
That's correct. And when we, and when there's a hot underage girl, we use this. Bicycle bell.
Okay.
So last week we were trying to find something for ugly.
Oh, interesting. Ugly. How did this come up?
Well, it's ugly person. I don't remember.
Was there a Kirsten Dunst?
It was.
Oh, really?
It was Kirsten Dunst.
Right.
So we were trying to figure out what sound effect to use regularly for ugly. And we knew that the King of Mexico is the man of a thousand voices. So he came in and did his, what he tells us is, his Chewbacca impression. So we started playing that. Okay.
Doesn't sound at all like Chewbacca.
Not much. But if you know it's Chewbacca ahead of time, you can almost convince
you
yourself that it does.
You can kind of go with
it. Chewbacca's phone. It's not.
Yeah, it does sound like a phone ringing. So then Ralph said, we can't use. That's dumb. That's bad. We need something else. So he came up with the idea of a gong. I kind of like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
Okay.
So we got Chewbacca. We got gong. We have this.
Sorry.
We have this. I'm not sure that's what we want to go with.
No.
No. I don't like
that. That is a bad image.
We have this.
Oh, you already have an unattractive person, and now they're on the toilet. You don't want
that. That buzz. Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have this.
Now, what is that?
Donkey? I'm guessing it's a donkey. I don't know. I didn't get a list. You want to hear that one again?
Sure.
Yeah, let me hear it.
Let's see if this one floats your boat.
So that works either. It doesn't make any sense, but it's it is a funny sound.
Then there's this.
The long.
Is that a dog howling? Is that what it is?
Yes, or a wolf or whatever. And then we have this, and I believe that you're going to agree with me that this perhaps will be the winner.
I mean, I love slide whistles, but they say to me wacky more than they say ugly.
Well, think of it as a change that takes place in your body.
Okay.
When you're watching a hot girl, and then you go to the opposite of that.
Right, like when you see from behind, you're walking down the street, you see a woman who looks like she's unbelievably hot because she's got such a great body from behind. And then as you speed up to pass her and you turn around, you see the face, and all of a sudden, I can see that. I can totally see that.
So, Chewbacca? Find me Chewbacca there, Mike. There we go.
Probably not.
I'm going to say news too. I love that, but too much explanation needed.
Right. Here's the real Chewbacca, by the way. That's what Dave was going for, okay? How different could his sound from that?
I think he nailed it. We got the gong.
Right.
John in North Hollywood?
Hey, yeah, you should use like a low foghorn.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, low foghorn. We may have to continue this because we hadn't thought of that. That's a good idea.
That's a good one.
Because if it's something we're really serious about, we're going to stick with, I think we're going to want to love it.
No.
That's out.
That's out. Totally out.
Okay. That could be kind of a bad idea buzzer or something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's too.
To me, that's too goal in hockey, too, by the way.
Okay. What about this?
It makes me laugh. I still don't know that it says ugly, though. No.
That's not a go?
No,
or?
I don't think so. I have to say that's got to be my
really is that warming you warming
sport.
Up to that?
I'm tied between that and
that's pretty
so
funny too
because that's the gong of like Tom and Jerry hitting another guy in the face with a pan,
right?
And you can just see an ugly girl's pan face that
or ugly guy, either way.
Right. Yeah,
that's pretty strong.
I kind of like that. That's my favorite. I think.
All right, Well, let's go with the gong for now, and then we'll continue this later. Other people are calling.
See how it feels. Let's try the gong for today and see how it feels.
Try it on for size. Okay,
yeah.
Cool. All right.
I like it.
We will be right back in just a couple of minutes, and we're going to tell you about our live show tomorrow that you can join.
How about this? Tomorrow afternoon, Cinco de la Mayo. Cinco de Mayo is the holiday. Cinco de la Tarde is the show. So tomorrow we're combining those two wonderful things together to create a Cinco de la Cinco for you. And that means we're going to be broadcasting the entire Kevin Amin show live from the Chronic Cantina, which I understand I've not been yet, but I understand from the advance team that it is awesome. And they are excited about having us, and we're excited about inviting you for free to get in, 21 and up. It's at 1870 Harbor Boulevard in Costa Mesa. It's the Chronic Cantina. Get there early to make sure you get in. $5 taco bar and drink specials all night. If you were looking for a place to celebrate Cinco de Mayo, why not do it with us tomorrow afternoon, Cinco de la Cinco, from the world-famous K-Rock.
Got to tell you, the burners here at K-Rock probably picked that place just because of the name, just because it has Chronic in it.
Oh, I'm sure that's true. Yeah.
Dude, Chronic. It says Chronic in the name.
Gotta be good.
So cool.
Freddie Roach joins us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Of course, he had a very, very big weekend as his man Manny Pacquiao won another fight. What is this like the sixth weight class or something like that? He's boxed in
something like that.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
And he keeps going up in weight, and he keeps getting stronger and stronger. The knockout punch in the second round pretty much killed Ricky Hatton. I mean, I've never seen anyone be knocked out the instant the glove touches his face and just fall like a sack of potatoes.
Wow.
And I was watching him going, is he dead? It was really a hell of a punch.
And I want to ask Mr. Roach, when we have him on, if he's just adding insult to injury every time his guy wins by saying, well, the other fighter should just retire, or if he really does mean he thinks the other fighter is finished. Because Ricky Hatton's a pretty good fighter. Does he really think he's done?
I think so. I would think so, too.
But yeah?
Would you lose that badly?
Well, it's that, and that he's been fighting for a long time, and he lost another fight recently, and, you know.
So maybe this is the time to pack it in.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, that's coming up at 8 o'clock. If we have a minute before we get to Ralph's Showbiz Beat, I had a couple of questions. You know, Ralph was making fun of me last hour because I was interested in what I missed on the show while I was gone.
Right.
And, you know, I'm the same way as you, Kevin, in that I try not to listen when I'm on vacation. What?
That just isn't true.
It is true. I don't listen at all. I don't listen at all when I'm on vacation.
Here's what's annoying to me about Bean. Bean goes on vacation. I'm not good at email. I'm very, very slow at responding. I try to check it, but things come up. I'm very, very busy. So there's a lot of business that gets done through email, and I am usually yelled at for being the last person to check my email. Being on vacation destroys me time-wise. Like,
he's all over it.
He's on vacation. Alex will send out an email. Bean will answer it before she hits send, and then it takes me like 10 hours to get to it, and he's making me look bad.
Well, I don't want to hold you guys up just because I'm on vacation. If it's possible to check in, you know, with the email, I will, but I don't listen to the show. And part of it is that it's too frustrating to listen to the show and want to pipe in and not be able to.
Yeah.
But there's so much stuff that happened last week that I don't understand. I saw it on the schedule, and I'm dying to know what happened. For instance, how did a debate on how to pronounce the word hawk break out on the Kevin and Bean show last week? What's that about?
I was talking about the Atlanta Hawks, and their mascot is a hawk. And they have it fly down before the game or whatever, and it didn't go back to the trainer. It went back up on the scoreboard. And then it flew down during the playoff game and landed on the basket. And all of the players said, we're not going to go out and play until that hawk is caught.
Oh, my God.
Right?
I didn't hear about that. That's awesome.
That's a crazy story, right? So I'm talking. And then about a minute later, Ralph goes, what, did you say hawk? And I said, yeah, I said hawk. It's hawk. There's another one of those, Bean.
Yeah.
He said, it's HW. I said, yeah, hawk. And he says, no, it's hawk. 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 Do you say it like sock? And I said, yes. And so we got in this giant argument in the office.
Everybody screaming. You know how it goes.
Yeah. Hawk. I was like, that's just because you're from Philadelphia.
Yeah.
It's hawk.
Yeah. Ralph adds a bunch of consonants to words from Philadelphia.
So we had Stacey Peralta in on Friday, who was telling us about his new movie, Crips and Bloods. He's the guy that signed Tony Hawk to a deal.
He sponsored him, yeah.
Right.
So I said, how do you say hawk? And he said, just like you said it. I said, like sock? Oh, you have it? Yep. You have that part? Okay, here. He's the guy that discovered Tony Hawk. How do you say Tony Hawk's name?
You just said it correctly.
Hawk?
Hawk.
Yep. All right.
It's just like the bird.
Right.
It's a hawk.
Is it like sock?
I guess so.
Yes, it is.
With an H.
Just asking. He had no idea what I was going with that, but then I played that for Ralph, and he said, you said hawk the first time. You said it hawk.
Yeah, he said it differently.
So that's what that was.
Yeah.
It's ugly, but Ralph's from Philadelphia, and sometimes he needs to be slapped down.
Hawk.
I do... I do know that if – oh, you got the dictionary.com
yes.
guy
yes.
too, huh? Wow. Yeah, the experts weighed it. So it's settled now. It's Hawk, right?
God, no. No, he
it's
would not.
To us.
He would not admit that he was wrong, even though Stacey Peralta told us how to say it.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. Yeah. I do know that when somebody has a word that you feel they're mispronouncing every single time,
right.
I do know how that gets under your skin sometimes.
Right, but don't you understand that if you're from a part of the country where they, you know, pronounce thing a lot of words,
where there's an yeah. accent, right? Yeah,
and everyone in the room seems to be against you. Don't you finally go, oh, okay, maybe it's a wrong
yeah, I guess
group.
It's different, right? Yeah. All right, let me ask you about a couple other things that again, these are the important things. That broke out last week while I was gone, and I hate to not know what the stand of the show is. El Pollo Loco versus KFC. How did that happen?
It's on.
Chicken Wars, man.
Because I know KFC is advertising they got a new grilled
yes.
chicken. That's their new menu item. I assume that's what led to it
yes.
coming up. But
so
where did everybody stand on
Well, KFC was giving away free chicken on Monday.
Right.
And then El Pollo okay. Loco fired back and named them by name. KFC says they're grilling chicken. We've been doing that for a long time. So KFC gave away one piece of free chicken on Monday. El Pollo Loco, 2 on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
And they
this
have
is
been
– good news.
It's East Coast, West Coast.
But
is
we
what
win
it is.
Either way.
So they're fighting in commercials and in every way, and it's gonna end ugly. One of the chickens is going to die.
Your argument wasn't which chicken is better,
right.
just that who's going to give us more free
well,
stuff.
Well, we had okay. to talk to the colonel.
We talked to the colonel in heaven.
Yes.
And we talked to El Pollo Loco.
Exactly.
And they didn't exactly see eye to eye. So
okay.
it got worse. We made it worse.
All right. Real quick, again, Ralph Showbiz Beat, straight ahead, details on the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta next half hour. But I have to know, you had Will Ferrell on.
Yes.
And for weeks leading up to the interview with Will Ferrell, that unfortunately I missed because I was on vacation, we knew that he did the show with Bear Grylls, and there was talk that he drank his pee on that TV show. Did
yes.
that come up in your discussion?
It
did happen.
We asked him about that, and uh-huh. he said no, he didn't.
Oh, okay. Because Bear has done that.
Yes.
Yes, he has. That's one of the things that they do, yes. But he did say that he ate the eyeball of a
– cornea of a deer.
Cornea of a deer.
A reindeer, right?
Well, I don't think it was reindeer.
Oh, okay, because yeah. he was up that away.
So – and I believe he was kidding when he said that, but you never know. Maybe there's a deer up there in Sweden that's bumping into trees and stuff.
Just can't
see.
Well, I don't think they take the eye out of a deer and then release it back in the wild.
I don't know how they do it. I've never eaten the cornea of a deer.
All right, last question, and this is the one that hurt me the most. This is the one that I wanted to come back from vacation for the day because I couldn't believe we finally had Spencer freaking
Cramp yeah.
on the show, and
yeah.
I wasn't here because – I mean, I can't lay claim to hating him more than anyone else because we all hate him as intensely as we can hate anybody.
Yeah.
But what was it like to have him on? Were you able to contain your rage?
No. Ralph was afraid that I was going to go into the Kevin School of Debate, which sometimes isn't the most productive.
Mm-hmm.
So he came right. into the studio, and we tried to work our way through it in a nice way. But Spencer was
– He was in rare form.
He was really Spencerish.
Yeah.
Was he douchey?
Oh,
very.
My God.
Yeah. So we started talking to him about that. Here are a couple of highlights.
You were trying to catch his pig flu and bring it over to
your
radio.
You know what? That'd be kind of sweet because I bet Heidi'd lose some more weight if she got the swine flu. That'd be hot, right, kid?
So that was Psycho Mike doing his Spencer impression for Spencer.
Right.
Awesome.
And then a little bit later in the show, Heidi, who had not spoken up until now, wanted to know if what we were doing was illegal.
Hey, player, let him keep hating, right? You know, as long as you're balling up in Hollywood, it's all good, right, Chief?
Yeah.
Isn't that illegal?
Doing
what,
a celebrity
doing
impression?
Nope.
No, like actually pretending that you are someone repeatedly.
Yeah.
People thinking that because my mom called or someone was like, Spencer was just on the radio.
Yes, so she wants to know if it's
great.
Illegal.
So, yeah, very bright question, Heidi.
Yeah.
Now, but Spencer has to listen to what Mike is doing with his Spencer and go, wow, do I really sound like that much
nope.
of a tool?
No, he doesn't have that. He doesn't. That does not occur to him.
He clearly doesn't have that capability.
Because we tried repeatedly to say, okay, so you act like that. You turn it on for the cameras. You know that people get the most attention. Who are the biggest dicks? You understand that whole way it works. And you turn it on and off, right? Nope. He would not admit to that. He loves who he is. He loves what he does. I'm sitting here looking at the ocean right now, and you guys are on the radio. So keep talking about me. And he just kept going and going and going and just became more hateable.
Well, that's what he does. He gets people to hate him and to talk about him. And he may be the living poster child for there's no such thing as bad publicity because no matter how bad he looks, yeah, he continues to get richer off of it. And we, you know, we feed into that. I mean, we absolutely contribute to that. Right.
Spencer, are we helping you by doing that? Would you say?
Do me nothing but a favor, player. You know, say my name, give me more publicity.
Isn't that illegal?
Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat next, coming up right after this.
Ralph, I know that you were in the other room and you weren't paying attention, but it looks like he's the leading candidate for...
Well, as well it should be.
Which is what Ralph was picking like that one too, on Friday, yeah.
That's that was mine. I brought that in. Yeah, because the bell and its sweet, clean beauty represents a hot girl, mm-hmm, then a clanking, ugly gong would seem to represent the antithesis of that.
Bean didn't recognize Dave's Chewbacca, so we knew that
was... Well, who would? It's the worst thing ever.
Ralph, you're an actor. I'm going to ask for some acting ability here. Seamlessly integrate an ugly chick somewhere in your showbiz beat. We won't know it's coming, and we'll see how the bell feels when we use it for reals.
Fair enough.
Okay. Time for the Ralph showbiz beat. Time for the Ralph showbiz beat. And now it's time for the Ralph showbiz beat.
Oh, man.
Ralph showbiz beat. And this just the best indeed beats. Even for you, that was a good one.
Oh, I've awesome. Given up.
It's like you swallowed your tongue. As we do every Monday morning, we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. X-Men Origins Wolverine did pretty well for itself. $88 million made it number one by far. And I guess it was the guys' weekend to pick the movies, and they brought their girls to see Wolverine because Ghosts of Girlfriends Past did not fare so well. It made a little over $15 million, making it number two. Obsessed was third. 17 again came in at number four. Then Monsters vs. Aliens, the soloist Earth fighting Hannah Montana, and State of Play rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Rebecca Romijn is one of those chicks that women love to hate. She has dropped 60 pounds since she delivered her baby just 4 months ago.
Oh, my God.
She says that she credits breastfeeding for her dramatic weight loss and says it's the best diet she's ever had.
She should keep it up.
Yeah, Jerry O'Connell's wishing that that goes on forever. Speaking of boobies, Kelly Monaco, familiar with her?
Yeah.
Formerly of Dancing with the Stars, General Hospital. Very pretty young girl. She is now working in Las Vegas.
Doing what?
She is doing that burlesque show with Melanie B from the Spice Girls called... I cannot remember the top of my head right now.
It's something like...
Was that the one Lindsay Lohan was thinking about?
Peep Show. Peep Show, that's what it is. She is staying at the Mirage Hotel, and apparently she enjoys the European bathing section of the pool there at the Mirage.
Really?
Boobies! New York Daily News says she often hangs out by the pool topless.
Oh, that's the best thing I've ever heard.
They do have a topless pool there, for people who don't know.
And was getting a lot of attention, as you can imagine.
Sure.
Including Ray J, apparently, was also staying at the hotel, and he was one of the young men enjoying the view of Kelly by the pool.
Nice melons.
Look for a sex tape soon. That's all I'm saying.
I wish.
Amy Winehouse seems to find peace, tranquility, and a healthy lifestyle on the way to Santa Lucia. Nope, see, that's not the one. That's what? Not the one we were going to go with.
Sorry, try it again.
Amy Winehouse has seemed to find peace, tranquility, and a healthy lifestyle on the beaches of St. Lucia.
Sure she has.
But she was rushed to the hospital Friday.
Oh, my God.
Oh, here we go. Too healthy?
She collapsed at her vacation villa, and a representative for Amy is saying she was simply dehydrated.
Oh, yes.
Was she exhausted, too?
She wasn't exhausted, but she was dehydrated. Said she just spent too much time in the sun without drinking any water.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And she spent too much time inside a syringe, too, so we'll have to wait and see how that rolls out, but apparently she's supposed to be released soon.
Don't they understand that the 25th time you get taken to the hospital that we're not going to believe that it's dehydration?
That sun is strong down there in St. Lucia, man. Yeah. You don't stay hydrated.
It's also rough to drink only alcohol and no water.
I mean, just those umbrella drinks, you know. You got to take some water in once in a while.
Today's so shocking. Excuse me. I'm sorry, Ralph. While we're talking about Amy Winehouse, it's so shocking to see photographs of Amy from 4 years ago versus Amy today.
Yeah.
You just can't even. I mean, she looks like she's aged 25 years.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Lance Bass of NSYNC celebrates his 30th birthday today. Mike Dirnt of Green Day is 37. Will Arnett from Arrested Development and Blades of Glory turns 39. Anna Gasteyer from Saturday Night Live turns 42. Randy Travis is 50 years old. And Dick Dale King of the Surf Guitar, turned 72 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Details on the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2009 in 10 minutes here on the world-famous K-Rock. The bands, the on-sale, everything.
Oh, you're such a tease.
I think you can wait 10 minutes, Lisa. I think you're going to be okay.
Well, I guess I waited this long, for God's sake.
Yeah.
In the meantime, by the way, Acoustic Christmas announcement Friday.
Thank
Friday
God.
Last night was the second to the last episode of The Apprentice for the season, The Celebrity Apprentice on NBC. Our friend, the leader of the show, Donald J. Trump, joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock right now. Hey, Donald.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
I am great. I am the star and producer of the most successful television show ever in the history of NBC that runs for 2 hours, that used to have Kings as a lead-in,
right,
and now follows some other show. I can't remember what it is.
I guess when you put it that way, I can't argue. Yeah, you really are. In fact, but you can't have imagined that The Celebrity Apprentice this year would turn out to be so great with the personalities that you picked.
Of course I did. That's why I chose the giant celebrities that are on the show. That's why we had that girl who holds suitcases on Deal or No Deal.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
That's why we had that guy who used to ice skate.
Right.
All those
right.
famous people.
Right.
That's why I made those choices, because that's the kind of brain I have.
Well, last night you cut it down to the final four and then cut it down to the final two. What do you want to recap for us, Mr. Trump?
Well, we started with five because Joan Rivers walked off the show last week when her daughter Melissa was thrown off. And she walked off the show, but she came back. And though some of the people weren't too pleased, and one of those people was Brandi Roderick. Now, you may or not know her, but she was Playmate of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And she also is a very beautiful girl, but she's blonde.
Mm-hmm.
And Joan Rivers took a shot at her, calling her a dumb blonde, and Brandi has not forgotten it.
Okay, if I'm such a dumb blonde, Joan, why am I here and why did Melissa just leave? I think she's a dumb brunette.
Oh! Oh, snap!
No, she did.
It is on like Donkey Kong.
But wait, I thought Joan Rivers left. Why did you let her back?
Because she's an excellent player.
No.
Right. And because we're running out of really famous people.
Okay, right. There it is.
And at least people know who Joan Rivers is.
All right.
Okay. Now, I don't know why Joan Rivers would call Brandi a dumb blonde. That's really insulting to blondes and to women everywhere. Just because she's pretty does not mean she's stupid. Now, when both teams got their task, which was to write a new jingle for Chicken of the Sea Tuna, Brandi was nervous because the other team naturally had Clint Black on their team.
Right.
And he is a famous country music singer who knows something about writing music.
Right.
So she was understandably upset.
How are we going to compete with that? Holy S-R-A-P.
What?
C-R-A-P.
What?
Because I was going to say and spell out. I see.
What?
I'm sorry, Kevin. Were you talking back to the pre-recorded clip?
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
Speaking of dumb blondes, were you asking questions on a piece of tape?
Not really. I was just shocked by it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
she spelled out crap, S-R-A-P. Now, why would Joan Rivers call her a dumb blonde?
That's a good point.
Sure.
Now, Annie Duke, who's a poker player, again, not famous, but on the show.
Right.
She was a little nervous about writing a jingle as well, because she's never had to write a song before.
Okay.
But she wrote one, and she was pretty pleased with herself.
Clint can't do that much better than this. Clint Black might beat me because he's Clint Black. But if we win, that will be one of the high points of my life, honestly.
Really? Writing a 20-second jingle for tuna fish would be one of the highest moments of your life. You should kill yourself. It's time to present these jingles to the people who run Chicken of the Sea, and they're doing their presentations, and Joan Rivers keeps trying to suggest how her team should do it with Clint Black, and he keeps rejecting her suggestions. Joan was not too pleased.
You could have world's number one icon in comedy walking across and doing something funny, but if you choose not to have the world's number one, also in London, icon in comedy doing anything funny, that's fine. I don't mind.
Joan Rivers is the world's number one icon of comedy.
She learned that from you, Donald. I got news for you.
When was that vote taken?
I don't know if you missed it. It was on the back of a milk carton. You had to check it off, mail it in. Well, they do their presentations, and it turns out that the Chicken of the Sea people actually liked Annie Duke's jingle better than Clint Black.
Oh, no.
Wow.
And she was very pleased with herself. In fact, she's so obnoxious, she actually makes Joan Rivers look nice. But Clint had to be fired because, after all, he's a country music star and never takes off his hat.
That's true.
It has to be the project manager in this case. So, Clint, you're fired. Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
But not enough luck to keep you around. And Annie couldn't help but gloat that her jingle beat Clint Black's jingle.
She just got beat by a poker player who's never sung anything in her life.
All right, easy. You didn't win a Grammy. Once again, you wrote a 20-second jingle for Tuna Fish.
Right.
Everyone relax. But we're getting down towards the end of the game, so I have to get rid of some more people. I have to get down to the final two, so I just started firing people for no good reason.
Just randomly?
Really?
Yeah. First person to go, Brandy.
But I don't think you have what it takes to become the Celebrity Apprentice. So, Brandy, you're fired. Great
Thank
job.
You.
Great job.
Great job.
You're so good, I'm firing you.
No one's ever done better.
And Brandy is very nice, at least. She did say goodbye even to the elevator operator who works there at Trump Tower.
I'm good. I guess I'm going down.
Hey.
If she had said that in the boardroom, she would have been fired.
Donald, I have a question I've been dying to ask all season long. You say when you fire Miss Roderick, you don't have what it takes to be the Celebrity Apprentice. What do you have to do as the Celebrity Apprentice? Isn't your assignment done once you win the game? It's not like it's a job, right?
No, you have to come back the next season. And make obligatory appearances like Piers Morgan.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay.
Then finally, I had to get rid of Jesse.
So, Jesse, you're fired. Great job.
Great job.
Great job.
You're so good. You're the best.
Why did he fire Jesse? Jesse seemed like the only one that knew what was going on.
Because Joan Rivers and Annie Duke hate each other so much, it's going to make for great television.
Ah,
there you go.
So don't make sure not to miss out on our three-hour live season finale. Don't miss our three-hour season finale on NBC.
Yes. Did you say three hours?
3 hours of Celebrity Apprentice. With two people.
What? It's not the Super Bowl, Donald. Come on.
Catch the pre-apprentice show and the post-apprentice show as well.
Oh, you.
And then in summertime, we'll have the Celebrity Apprentice draft. And I hope you all tune in.
Okay. Isn't there some sort of big announcement that people may be tuning in for at this moment?
People have been emailing us for weeks. Aren't you guys going to have a weenie roast this year?
Dude, I got emails like that after Christmas.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
To which we reply, look, we're very grateful that you're excited about it, but we do not have a history on this radio station of under-hyping things, of
True.
Mentioning them once and then forgetting them. So this is the first of many, but here you go.
A drifter. Came riding out of the west.
A Mexican fiesta.
You know him as K-Rock Weenie Roastie Fiesta 2009. Saturday, May 16th. Verizon Wireless Amp. Kings of Leon. Silver Sun Pickup. Rancid.
I'll be at the K-Rock's Weenie Roastie Fiesta.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jimmy Eat World. Airborne Toxic Event.
And on the same bill,
Cage the Elephant, White Lies.
And on K-Rock Bud Light Stage Dust.
Hollywood Undead. Amberlynn Bigby. Asher Roth.
That party last night was awfully crazy.
Join the fastest gun of the West.
Tickets on sale this Thursday at 5.
Only to members of the K-Rock Street Team. Sign up now at K-Rock.com. Proceeds benefit Surfrider Foundation, Hilda Bay, and AIDS Services Foundation, Orange County.
K-Rock Weenie Roastie Fiesta. Keep listening to Win Your Way In. The world famous K-Rock.
So there you go. We try to limit the amount of time that we beat you over the head with it, but it's a week from Saturday, the 16th
wow.
of May.
How about that? That is right around the corner. More gunfire in this year's Weenie Roast than I remember in previous years, by the way.
It's going to be a little violent.
And the name of it is the...
The Amazing Weenie Roast Yay Fiesta.
Right, Yay Fiesta. Saturday, May 16th, Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. Bands performing are Kings of Leon, Weezer, Silver Sun Pickups, Rancid, Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Jimmy Eat World, The Airborne Toxic Event, Cage the Elephant, White Lies, Hollywood Undead, Asher Roth, Anne Berlin, and Big B. Tickets go on sale Thursday at 5.
That's it. Mm. We're giving everything, all the information now.
Everything you need. But you do have to be a KROQ Street Team member. It takes about 30 seconds to sign up if you go to KROQ.com between now and Thursday at 5.
Yeah.
And then you will get a password, and then you can buy the tickets, which are the same price that they've been for the last 2 years.
It's kind of
amazing.
Well,
now that is pretty impressive. There are very few things in life that don't get more expensive. I know that they work very hard to keep this price down, especially since the money's going to charity. You know, it's kind of a delicate balance to walk because, you know, you want to raise a lot of money for charity, but we understand that times are tough. So that's why I'm very, very happy to see that. $65 for seats, $55 for lawn. And as Kevin mentioned, they go on sale Thursday at 5, online only. I think long past are the days where you line up or call in
right.
anymore. I just think it's so convenient now for people to do it this way.
There are, unfortunately, Ticketmaster charges. So the $65 tickets are $450 per pair.
Nothing we can do about that.
That
we can't, really do anything about that. But
I checked that number, Kevin. That seems high. I don't think that's right.
$350, sorry. We're selling them for $65 and $55. What you get them for is, it's a little more.
Yeah.
The proceeds this year go to our favorite local charities, Heal the Bay, AIDS Services Orange County, and the Surfrider Foundation. So not only do you get to see a fantastic day of rock and roll, you also get to help out some great local charities. So I think that's it. All the information that we have just described, all the details, the band pages, the video, everything's up at KROQ.com. But the important thing to remember is make sure you're a Street Team member and make sure you're sitting by your computer at 5 o'clock on Thursday for a chance to buy these tickets because obviously they're always a fast sellout. And what do you guys think about maybe giving away our first pair of tickets before they even go on sale? How's that sound?
I think we need to do that next. And I saw Rodney in the hallway. He seems to know a lot about, about the Weenie Roast bands. He's kind of a walking encyclopedia.
The Amazing Weenie Roast Yay Fiesta.
So we're going to let you stump him. Any trivia about any of the bands, Kings of Leon, Weezer, Silver Sun Pickups, Rancid, Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Jimmy Eat World, any of those bands that you know trivia about, you probably won't stump Rodney because he pretty much knows everything.
He's good.
But it's hip. It's happening.
It is.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's what, Rodney?
It's hip and happening. All right.
He knows off.
So 1-800-520-1067. If you can stump Rodney, you will be the first person that has tickets for the KROQ Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2009. It's made the announcement that band Silver Sun Pickups playing the KROQ Weenie Roast E-Fiesta. Tickets go on sale Thursday at 5. This Thursday at 5 online. Go to KROQ.com for all the details.
And you should do that. In fact, how about winning some tickets right now? The very first pair to be given away before the tickets even go on sale Thursday at 5. Our friend Rodney Bingenheimer has joined us. Legendary, longtime KROQ Air personality. How are you this morning, Rodney?
All right. Welcome to the Rodney on the Rock Show, 106.7.
Still
KROQ.
Still the Kevin and Bean Show.
Right.
Still Kevin and Bean Show.
Just released the lineup for the KROQ Weenie Roast Yay Fiesta.
Yeah, it's E-Fiesta.
E-Fiesta, right.
Why Fiesta?
Nope.
You have, of course, played all of these bands that are playing on the bill a week from Saturday on your show. And
sure.
You know everything. You've done the research. You know everything about them. You are prepared
everything.
To take callers.
I know everything about all these bands and all their music.
All right. So KROQ listeners now have a chance to stump you. And then Lisa Bain
will
do a drawing of people who stump him.
Maybe. We'll see.
I'll do my best.
If you don't mind.
Maybe she'll make up a name.
We thought we'd go with that this year. We'd go with the people that actually stump him. Okay. Let's go to Tracy in Anaheim. Hi, Tracy.
Wait, there's no big intro? We don't have
an intro? What segment?
What about the big intro? Hang on, Tracy.
Can you stop Rodney? Can you stop Rodney?
Yeah.
Let's all stop Rodney now.
Yeah, wig, wham, bam.
Yeah, all right.
All right, Tracy, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Stump Rodney.
Okay. What did the Kings of Leon's father do for a living?
Kings of Leon's father do for a living?
It's been quite highly publicized, Rodney. I'm sure you know that.
He was Buster Poindexter.
Yeah.
Is it Buster Poindexter, Tracy?
David Johansen.
No.
Sadly, it isn't. He's a preacher.
A preacher.
All right.
I thought you would know that, Rodney.
I won.
No,
yeah,
no, you didn't win.
All right.
You didn't win. Tracy, you are You are in the drawing to win those tickets. Roddy, that's not how this game works. You're going anyway. This is a chance for the listeners to win tickets by asking you a trivia question you don't know the answer to, okay?
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
All right. Let's go to Lee in Pasadena. Hi, Lee.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Stump Roddy.
All right. What's the name of Weezer's second album?
Sheena Easton.
Sheena Easton was a singer in the 80s Sheena or 90s. Easton,
Scottish singer.
Right, but that has nothing to do with Weezer, though, Rodney.
Oh, I thought she said Sheena.
Lee, is the second Weezer album Sheena Easton?
Absolutely not. It was Pinkerton.
Pinkerton.
All right, Bronski Beat.
Okay, hold on.
What does the Bronski Beat have to do with it? He's talking about Weezer's Pinkerton album.
Good band.
All right, let's go to Augustine in Echo Park. Hi.
Hey, my question is highly somebody, by the way.
Good morning.
what Rancid song was written for Matt Freeman, the bassist?
Rancid song was written for their bassist.
Matt Freeman, the bassist.
Written for their. That's a stupid question, first of all, Augustine.
But Rodney knows all.
Okay.
Well, let's see.
This is a hard one.
Who writes a song for a member of the band?
Spandau Ballet?
Sure.
Yeah. All right. I got one.
You got one.
Yeah, it's got it.
Is it Spandau Ballet, Augustine?
No, it's Ruby Soho.
Ruby Soho.
Oh. Yeah.
All right.
Now, what does that mean, it was written for the bass player?
What's that?
Never mind. Thanks for the call. Lisa, make sure he doesn't get in the drawing.
No problem.
Steph in Corona. Hi.
Hey, what's happening, party people?
Stump Rodney.
All right. What secret code does Jimmy Eat World stand for?
Terrence Trent D'Arby.
God, I can't believe he got it.
That doesn't even make sense.
Terrence Trent D'Arby.
Steph?
Jimmy Eat World stands for Jew.
Oh! How could you?
I don't think that's true.
That's not the secret code.
That is the secret code.
No,
a lot of people don't know that. But
Terrence Trent D'Arby stands for TTD.
Yeah, that's a better answer than his. Steph, you are rejected. Don't ever call us again.
Wait, does he win or no? Do I hang up on him?
He doesn't win because he's wrong. It's not the you have to know the answer to the question, and his is wrong. Mm-hmm. All right, let's try Junior in Norwalk and see if we have any more luck there. Hey, Junior, you're on with the great Rodney Bingenheimer.
Bean's
go ahead.
Mean.
Bean needs a vacation.
They're just tickets, Bean. It's all right.
All right, Junior, what's your question?
The Silverstone Pickup got their name and hung out at this place. It's a liquor store on the corner of which two streets?
Echo and the Bunnymen.
Is it Echo and then the Bunnymen?
No, it is Silver Lake and Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, ah.
I thought it was Echo and Bunnymen.
It's a couple blocks away from Bunnymen Boulevard, though, Roddy. It was a good guess.
All right, Junior, you hold on.
No tickets for you. I don't like your answer.
You're not doing very well this time, Rodney.
All right, it's Godhead.
Brad and Tustin, hi.
GTO.
Hi. Hey, Lisa.
Yes.
Good to hear from you. Always enjoy everyone over there. Anyway,
you guys want to have a conversation?
What's going on right here?
We can leave the room.
Good to hear from you too, Brad.
You know, Lisa didn't call you, Brad. You sound confused.
Good to hear from you.
Oh, good to hear from you too. Anyway, Tim Armstrong from Rancid. What was his original nickname from his first band, which was Operation Ivy?
Rodney, Mike says it's a good question.
Yeah.
That's all that matters, as long as Mike likes it.
We got a thumbs
like
up from
it.
Mike.
Kid Creole and the Coconuts.
Is that right, Brad?
No, it isn't. The answer is Lint.
Lint.
I used to call him Kid Creole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you were wrong.
That's Godhead.
Yep. Brad, sure great to hear from you.
I don't like him.
Sounds like you're doing Nixon there, Rodney. All right, let's try Lewis in Glendale. He's on line 8 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Lou, you're on with Rodney Bingenheimer. Stump Rodney, try to win some tickets.
Morning, White Devils. How you doing?
Good morning.
Hi. What is Lars Fredriksson's side band?
Haircut 100.
Is it Haircut 100?
Almost. No, it's Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right.
Bad word.
Rodney, I don't think you got any of those.
I got the answers.
No, you got none of them.
He didn't get any of them right, but that means more people qualified to win the tickets. And Lisa is likely going to name someone who we didn't talk to, but let's see how it goes.
How about Luis in Glendale?
Talk to him.
Just did,
yeah.
Hey, Luis.
What up?
You're the only person with tickets to the K-Rock Weenie Roast. Yay, Fiesta.
That's going to be lonely. It's a lonely concert.
Thanks for calling, and thanks for stumping Roast.
Let's all stop Rodney now.
Yeah, wigwam pam.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Time for the Ralph Show, Bisbee. Time for the Ralph Show, Bisbee. And now it's time for the Ralph Show, Bisbee.
Oh, man. That was A Moment with Kevin.
That's priceless.
That got turned around pretty quickly.
Well, we got a team of people on staff. That's all they do is package your snafus into moments with.
Yeah. It's like the people who sell Barack Obama's speeches, man. He's barely down from the podium. They've already pressed it onto a CD to put on the internet. That's very impressive, Kevin. Good job. All right. 7:51. Perhaps the world's greatest boxing trainer, Freddie Roach, joins us after the news at 8. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Monday morning. What's going on?
You know how I first got into boxing training? I started working with Mickey Rourke. That was the first real big break I had.
I saw that. That was shocking.
What do you think of Mr. Rourke?
Oh, I don't like to say nothing bad about anybody, but Mickey Rourke's an asshole.
You don't need Freddie Roach, man. Just throw me on the phone.
Holla!
I got the inside scoop.
If you don't mind, we'd like to talk to the real Freddie Roach.
Whatever.
As well.
He's not as funny as me.
Mm.
We'll see.
All right.
Before I get to the showbiz news, I do have tickets to give away. I've got a special K-Rock advanced screening of a movie called Angels and Demons.
Oh, can't wait.
This is the sequel / prequel, depending on how you look at it, of The Da Vinci Code, starring Tom Hanks as Indiana Jones.
Nope.
No?
Not his caricature.
No.
Not at all.
It's like that, though, right?
Sort of.
He's sort of like a religious archaeologist.
Right.
Who knows
right.
junk.
Right.
Yeah. This book, Angels and Demons, was a prequel to the book Da Vinci Code. However, I believe they're treating this as a sequel in the film version. Regardless, if you'd like to go, here's a little trivia question for you Tom Hanks fans. Tom, of course, one of the biggest movie stars in the world, however, got his big break on television starring in a wacky little sitcom. If you know the name of that sitcom, call now, 1-800-520-1067, the 80s sitcom that made Tom Hanks a viable commodity in Hollywood.
Simpsons.
Yeah, The Simpsons. If you're one of the first five people to get through with the correct answer, you're going to win passes to the special advanced screening of Angels and Demons. Get to see it before anybody else. Pretty cool. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, shall we? X-Men Origins Wolverine came at number one, making almost $88 million this weekend. Pretty strong. The reviews have not been that terrific, but people didn't seem to care. They went in droves and drove that to number one. Ghosts of Girlfriends Past, number two at the box office.
That looks awful, right? I'm not alone.
It looks awful. Yeah. Reviews are awful.
Looks awful.
Okay. It's
Lisa.
Not good. Yeah.
However, I think it's a very clever concept for a romantic comedy.
I was thinking about this.
Yeah, but they said it doesn't work.
I was thinking about this over the weekend. I think it's just the opposite of that. Girlfriend pass, they come and they take him back to show him. Come on.
No, it could have been good. It isn't.
That sounds terrible.
Why does that sound terrible?
Well, because it's been done for 50 years.
When it comes to Christmas.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So it's creative to just change it from Christmas to girlfriends?
It's creative. I said it's a great idea because it's a story that people already like you can tap into and you make a romantic comedy version of that. It seems like it should have been a slam dunk in terms of it being a success.
Hmm. That seems bad to me.
Well, I know. Kevin's our screenwriter on the staff, so he's got a lot of problems with, unoriginal ideas.
I do. That's true. How's your boy McConaughey in this?
I don't know. I haven't seen the film.
Because I know sometimes he gets some knocks on his acting as well. I was just wondering how he
Well, this is his wheelhouse, though. He does this romantic comedy, this slow southern charm, kind of good old bad boy kind of thing. So, Obsessed was number two at the box office. 17 again was number four. Monsters vs. Aliens, number five. The Soloist, Earth, Fighting, Hannah Montana, and State of Play, rounding out your top 10 at the box office. According to Variety, we have any answer to my trivia question?
We do, as a matter of fact.
Misha in Sherman Oaks. Misha?
Yes, hi.
Hi there. What was the 80s sitcom that made Tom Hanks a star?
Bosom Buddies.
Bosom Buddies.
Yay!
He and Peter Sclary playing guys who had to fake being women in order to live in a hotel.
Was that any good?
It was great.
Was it?
I loved that show. Only because they were so good in it. Congratulations. Hold on. We're going to give you all the details, okay?
Thanks.
All righty. You ever saw Bosom Buddies, Kevin?
I don't think so.
Oh, it's great. They used to dress up as women.
Yeah, I kind of remember that.
Billy Joel
theme song? Donna Dixon in that?
Yeah, right. My Life was the theme song for that show. Donna Dixon was in it?
Yeah.
All right, do we have time to hassle the Huff?
Oh, yeah.
Always.
It's time to hassle the Huff.
Huff.
David Hasselhoff got drunk over the weekend.
No.
I know that's really not news, but depending on who you talk to, he almost killed himself with alcohol.
Really?
Now, there's two different stories floating around right now in the news organizations. One, that he drank himself to a 0.39 alcohol level.
Oh, 0.39?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
And had to be rushed to the hospital by his daughter and ex-wife, Pamela Bach.
Yeah, hi, this is David Hasselhoff. Listen, I wanted to figure out how to get tickets if I get down there.
Apparently, he was discovered by his 16-year-old daughter, Haley, unconscious on the floor in his home in Encino, according to RadarOnline.com. She had to keep slapping his face to keep him conscious and called her mom, his ex-wife, to come to the house and rush them both to the hospital.
Wow.
Hey, everybody here is thinking, you know what? This guy's drunk.
This is about the seventh time he's been taken to the hospital over the past few years for alcohol poisoning, says a friend of the family. How many visits will it take before he dies? I'm guessing eight.
I'm a little bit surprised that Pamela Bach went to his house to take him to the hospital.
Well, I think her daughter calling her probably had something to do with that.
Yeah.
Now, TMZ is spinning the story thusly. His representative saying, yes, he had way too much to drink, but he wasn't severely poisoned by alcohol, as the stories have greatly exaggerated. His representative, Judy Katz, is saying David is fine and well and happy and celebrating his father Joe Hasselhoff's 80th birthday tonight at dinner along with his girlfriend Kimberly.
What?
With cocktails, celebrating with cocktails.
Oh, sure, yeah. Now, this is what they claim. They claim Pamela Bach is behind the story of the alcohol poisoning incident and is in violation of a court order precluding her contacting the media regarding her ex-husband, says Hoff's lawyer.
Interesting.
So, depending on who you believe, David Hasselhoff drank himself into the hospital, or his ex, Pamela Bach, made up a story to make him look bad in the press.
Huh.
This is a mess.
That seems easy enough to double-check, doesn't it? It's a hospital or whatever?
You would think. Usually these people keep records, although they couldn't say yes even if it was true, because
those are
private records.
Records.
Well, we will talk to Harvey Levin from TMZ.com next hour, so maybe he'll have a break in the case for us.
Pink has been followed by rumors her whole career that she was bisexual. Mm-hmm. Well, she's putting those rumors to rest. They're true.
All right.
She came out this week and said that she's proudly bisexual, isn't embarrassed about her sexual leanings, and said she could be just as happy with a woman in her life as with a man.
I love fish tacos, but are they better than eating beef tacos?
A question for Carrie Hart, I guess.
You can actually do both.
Yeah.
Both are good.
Now I know why they got back together again. Carrie Hart's like, all right, bring over his friends.
Make you want to go eat some tuna?
Okay, we get it. We get it. There's a lot of euphemisms for lesbians.
What? That's not what that's about. I wasn't suggesting that at all.
No, I'm sure you weren't.
Tomorrow. I think he was promoting Chronic Cantina.
Oh, that's what he was doing. I see.
Yeah, that's all.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Dick Dale, king of the surf guitar, 72 years old today. Country singer Randy Travis celebrates his 50th birthday. Human bobblehead, Randy Travis. Ever seen him? He looks like a caramel apple. It's just this giant freaking pumpkin melon on this tiny, skinny, scrawny little body. It's freakish.
He was on American Idol a few weeks ago, Kevin, and he has a team of people that follow around and support his neck while he sings. It's very sad.
Yeah. I'm guessing I'm not the guy to make fun of that, though. So
may not be. Anna Gasteyer from Saturday Night Live is 42 years old today. Actor Will Arnett celebrates his 39th birthday. Bassist Mike Dirnt of Green Day is 37. And Lance Bass of NSYNC celebrates his 30th birthday. Good luck in space, Lance. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
We announced all the details on the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2009 last hour. We will recap it for you in its entirety coming up in about 15 minutes. First, though, Kevin, Ralph, you guys had a pretty entertaining Saturday night, I understand, thanks to the handiwork of our next guest.
You know, you guys were debating, I heard you earlier in the show talking about whether it's worth the pay-per-view or not when a fight only goes two rounds.
I totally think it is.
I absolutely do, too. I think it's such an impressive thing to see a guy who's really at the top of his game just be able to dismantle another boxer like that. And it was a clinic. I'll tell you, it was a real display of boxing skill, what Pacquiao did to Hatton on Saturday night.
You don't see a lot of one-punch knockouts at that level of fighting anymore, do you?
That was almost a death. That wasn't just a knockout. It was just a. I thought that guy's dead. There's no way.
Well, I've seen a lot of knockouts like that. Where guys are out before they even hit the canvas. And that's what it was with Ricky Hatton, that's for sure.
Freddie Roach is on the phone with us. Hey, Freddie.
Hey, how you doing?
Very good.
Congratulations, Freddie.
Thank you very much.
You predicted it, didn't it? You said it wouldn't go longer than three rounds.
Yeah, you know, I hadn't had too many flaws, and I thought Pacquiao could take advantage of it, and everything worked to plan.
Let me ask you about that, Freddie, because even myself, just as a fight fan, I knew going in that the only chance Hatton had is if he kept his hands up, if he protected himself and tried to crowd Manny and tried to, you know, use his physical size and strength to kind of wear him down a little bit. And yet he came out with his hands down and throwing those wild brawler punches.
Yeah, you know, that's a mistake. He's been, you know, I studied tapes of him for the last 2.5 months, and you know, if you faint him, every time you faint him, he'll go for it. He'll reach for it. He'll chase it, and he'll drop his hands before he throws. And the inside hook was there for him, and he just made the same mistake he always makes.
But if that's the case, and I know that, and you know that, and Floyd Sr. had to know that, how can they not correct that going into the fight?
Very, and you know, I can't believe that his trainers let him get away with that for so many years. I mean, you know, we watched the tapes over and over again and just found his flaws. And I thought Floyd would try to make adjustments, but it just wasn't there.
I am not I'm not a huge boxing fan, so I don't know that much about Mayweather Sr. But is he a good trainer?
He says he is.
Well, I know he says he is. He says it loudly and to everyone that'll listen, but is he?
You know, I've never really worked with him that closely. I think he has one style of training, you know, roll the shoulder, you know, slick guy like his son, like he taught his son. But overall, I don't think he didn't get Hatton ready, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Now, I know Ralph mentioned, Freddie, that you predicted that this is the way the fight was going to end. And, of course, there's a certain amount of showmanship and smack talk on the other side. But privately, when you go into a fight like this, I mean – is there some concern? I mean, do you worry that the guy will come out and surprise you, or are you super confident going in that you've got it nailed?
No, you know, I worry a little bit because, you know, you never know what he's going to bring in. You know, with Floyd saying that, you know, he's taught him how to box, I thought maybe he might come out and try to box this a little more and use a little different strategy and so forth, but as soon as the bell rang, he went back to, I mean, before he got, I said he would revert back to his natural style once he got hit, but he just came right out like he always does and just walking into punches.
Yeah.
How does Manny Pacquiao have that kind, he's such a little guy, how does he have that kind of power?
He just has unbelievable explosion, you know, it's not really the power, it's the speed.
Yeah, it's hand speed.
They don't see the punch coming, and he just turns it over so quickly. He just has unbelievable explosion on his punches. And if you ever look at his calves, that's where his power comes from. He has the biggest legs of 140 pounds. You ever, you know, huge calves. He's very strong.
But aren't they a little? There are a lot of people who are super fast, but can't really bring the pain if they get the hit, and they can outscore a guy all day, but they can't knock him out.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, with the way he turns the punch over, he gets the snap behind it, where he gets his full body weight behind the punch. It's just devastating. It's just, the first day I worked with Manny Pacquiao 8 years ago in the gym, that's what I noticed was his explosion on the punch. And it's something he was born with.
It's accuracy, too. If you hit a guy in the right spot,
yep.
You don't have to hit him that hard. He'll go down.
That's very accurate. I mean, punching power is one thing, but accuracy helps a lot.
This is Freddie Roach. We're talking to you on the phone, of course, after the big weekend in Las Vegas. His man Manny Pacquiao won in another weight class. Is there any limit to how big Manny can get? Because he just continues. About the way you're running this thing, Freddie, is that you're not afraid to fight anybody. There are a lot of boxers in history who have won a title and then they have just fought chumps for a long time. It seems like you're willing to take whoever the best people are at.
And I want him to retire. So because I know people say I'm crazy because he's my golden goose.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you know, two more fights, beat Floyd Jr. and be done with it. And, you know, Manny wants to go into politics to better his country. And it's something I like to see. A little bit too long, and I know the bad things that can happen if you stay too long, so that's why I urge Manny to get out quickly, and he's on the same page as me, though. He really wants to get into politics, and as long as you have something else to fall back on, I think you'll be okay.
Who could win in an election more than him?
In the Philippines?
In the Philippines.
No one.
I mean, he's probably already won. They're just going, do you want it or not? What are you going to do? But let me ask you about his personal life, because that seems so contradictory to a fighter. But he's seems like the sweetest guy. He almost gives away all of his money to charity. You hear people saying, you're giving away too much money to charity. And he just seems to be so genuine about it. It doesn't seem like it's an act to try and make himself look good.
No, he really helps. He grew up very poor. You know, at 14, he ran away from home because his father ate his dog, and he was upset. So he went to Manila, and he bought donuts for 5 cents and sold them for 10 cents, and that's how he survived for a while. And then he found a boxing gym, and he turned pro at 16. I mean, I think his first pro fight he made $2. So. Wow. I mean, he knows what it's like to be poor, and he just doesn't – he wants to better his country.
Freddie, you were talking about the future, and now that Mayweather is back in the game, and no one really thought, I think, that he was retiring in the first place, if he beats Marquez, is that the next fight you guys would like to do?
I think that's the most natural fight out there. I would say yes, but the thing is, I'm very surprised that Mayweather picked to fight Marquez. He could have waited one day and fought us.
No, that's true, yeah.
Really?
I mean, one day. I mean, that's all. He signed the day before.
That's a good point. I wonder why he did do that.
I think he's scared.
He probably did it. Do you think he needs a tune-up, or he needs to get better?
I think that's what he's thinking, that he needs a tune-up. But, I mean, he picked a real tough tune-up fight.
Yeah, Marquez is no slouch. Just ask Manny.
Yeah. So Manny and Mayweather, a lot of variables between now and then. But if they both fight the fight that they can do, Manny takes him out?
Well, it's a very difficult fight because Mayweather's a counterpuncher, more of a mover.
Yeah, he's very elusive, isn't he?
I mean, he can run. He doesn't like to exchange, but, he likes to lay in the ropes, and if he lays in the ropes, Manny will destroy him. But, he does have speed movement, and he's a very good fighter, and he'll be our toughest fight to date, but I do believe that we can get him.
We're almost out of time with the great Freddie Roach on the line. And by the way, Wild Card Boxing is his place at wildcardbc.com. I have to ask you this, Mr. Roach, because, so much of the attention in the sports world, the fighting world, has turned to things like UFC over the most recent years. Do you still see a lot of young people who come up and want to be boxers?
Yeah, my gym's full of boxers. We had we won the team trophy in the Golden Gloves this year. We had a lot of young kids coming up from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., my gym is just packed with amateur boxers. So there's a lot of kids coming up, and it's a good thing because, it gets kids off the streets and they learn some discipline in their life.
Yeah. Well, boxing obviously has been very good for you, and it's great to talk to a guy who's so passionate about it and is doing such great work. Congratulations again on the win. We're psyched that you came on to talk to us today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And don't worry about the, I have a sense of humor, and you guys make fun of me about me, and that's okay.
Just for the record, we weren't making fun of you. It was lame of our, never mind.
It's okay.
We apologize. You're the best.
If something funny, it's funny.
Don't All right. You're
Thanks,
the best.
Freddie.
Thank you, Freddie.
Thanks, guys.
Bye now. Wow. Stupid Mike.
Yeah.
Wow. Mike
making
stupid,
fun of Freddie.
Wow. Nicest guy in the world. Make fun of him.
Yeah.
What's up with you?
Nice.
Wow.
Here you guys are, making nice with Freddie Roach, emails Brian, telling him how great you think he is. He's being the nicest guy in the world to you, even going to the extent of saying he has a real sense of humor about the whole impersonation you guys do. You say you're sorry you'd make fun of him and his Parkinson's, and then what's the first thing you do when you hang up the phone? Put on a freaking Shakey's commercial.
Oh,
you guys suck.
Stop
you are
it.
Horrible, and I'm never listening to you again.
Says
Brian from Huntington Beach.
I wish we were creative enough to think about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we're not.
P.S. Can I get some Weedy Roast tickets? So I suspect somehow that Brian is over it. Hey, speaking of the Weedy Roast, we'll tell you about that in 1 second. But first, why not join us tomorrow afternoon? It's Kevin and Bean's Cinco de la Cinco show.
Which is the fifth of five.
It's the fifth of five, right?
I think.
We do the Cinco de la Tarde every afternoon at 5. This time we thought, since it's Cinco de Mayo, we'd put the two together and do a live program that you can come on down to. It's free to get in, and it's at the Chronic Cantina, 1870 Harbor Boulevard in Costa Mesa. Free to get in. Arrive early. 21 and over, please. $5 taco bar and drink specials all night long. And we are going to be there broadcasting live starting at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Again, the Chronic Cantina in Costa Mesa. You can get all those details at KROQ.com. And I hope you'll come out and join us.
We figured this time that usually when we do a Cinco de Mayo show in the morning, you hear people and then they go, nope, not drinking. Got to go to work. And then about an hour later, you go, I had a few. But I still got to go to work. And then at about 10, they go, and they pass out.
Will you guys call my boss?
So we figured we'd do it in the afternoon. That way you could still go to work, and show up there.
Isn't that nice of us?
After work.
Yeah.
Earlier this morning, we made the announcement. It is coming again, the K-Rock Weenie Roast y Fiesta.
A drifter came riding out of the West.
A Mexican fiesta.
You know him as K-Rock Weenie Roast y Fiesta 2009. Saturday, May 16th. Verizon Wireless Amp. Kings of Leon.
From Los Angeles, California, Weezer.
I'm a doing the things that I want to do.
K-Rock Weenie Roast y Fiesta. Silver Sun Pickup. Rancid.
I'll be at the K-Rock's Weenie Roast y Fiesta.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jimmy Eat World. Airborne Toxic Event.
And on the same bill,
Cage the Elephant, White Lies.
On K-Rock Bud Light Stage, Dust.
Hollywood Undead. Amberlin. Big B. Asher Roth.
That party last night was awfully crazy.
Join the fastest gun of the West.
Tickets on sale this Thursday at 5.
Only to members of the K-Rock Street Team. Sign up now at KRock.com. Proceeds benefit Surf Riding Foundation, Heal the Bay, and AIDS Services Foundation, Orange County.
K-Rock Weenie Roast y Fiesta. Caller 20 now wins tickets.
The world famous. K-Rock.
800-520-1067. So I saw the Hasselhoff news breaking over the weekend on a site called RadarOnline.com, and I thought, I don't know if I trust them or not. I'm going to wait and see what TMZ has to say about it. And I'm glad I did, because apparently this situation is getting murkier and murkier. Hey, Harvey.
Hey, guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Harvey.
Hi, Harvey. So I'm right. The Hasselhoff news was flying fast and furious, but it sounds like you guys are the ones who are really kind of keeping it in check.
Well, here's the thing. Pamela Bach, his ex-wife, is on a mission.
Right.
She's on a mission. So what we just said in the newsroom, we were going to do this on the show tonight. If you're going to get married, you got to just somehow look like an X-ray machine to see if the person you're about to marry has the gene that if it doesn't go well, they'll make their life's work to destroy you.
Right.
And then not marry that person.
And you think that's what's going on here?
Oh, she is. I mean, she's putting these stupid press releases out. I mean, on a mission.
Isn't he making it easy for her?
Well, how's that?
Well, I mean, he does have a history of alcohol.
He's giving her something to complain about.
She's certainly not saying anything that we wouldn't buy.
Right.
But you know what? So he's got foibles. So does everybody. You know, it's like, and then she's got her publicist putting press releases out.
Did he not go to the hospital with a .39?
If he had a .39, he would have been in the hospital yesterday.
Yeah.
He wasn't. So here's what happened. He got in a fight with his daughter, Haley, on Saturday late afternoon. So he was drinking.
Okay.
Definitely. And he was drunk. But he also wasn't feeling good. So the idea, if you had a .39, could you walk?
I don't think I would be alive.
I don't think I would either.
He walked to the car, and they drove him to the hospital because he was feeling like crap.
Yeah.
So he goes to the hospital, gets out Sunday morning, and he was drinking, but she's like, you know, spinning this thing like crazy. And I don't know. I mean, I think she's going to get in trouble doing this for the judge because they're not supposed to be doing this.
So do you factually not believe that he went there for alcohol poisoning, or do you think that she's just exaggerating, or you think she's...
I think she's really, really exaggerating it, and I think what happened was they got in a fight. I mean, he got in a fight with... not like a big argument with a kid. I mean, it was like a blowout.
Right.
And then she came over, and somebody from his camp came over, and he was definitely drunk. I mean, I can tell you that.
Right, okay.
We know that. I just think it was... I think it's really overblown.
All right, let me ask you one last question on this, and then we'll move on. Could some of it be that there's a 16-year-old girl involved, and maybe she's trying to make him look as bad as possible so that he can't see her anymore?
You know, I don't know that it's that. I think in some ways they've gotten huge fights over money and, you know, over the house, and he basically won the house in this thing. I just think there's such – you know what it is? It's like when people – are so overt about loving somebody, when they're that overt about it. Remember the way they used to be together, and it was just almost sickening?
Yeah,
right.
I mean, I think when people do that, they go the other way when it doesn't work out. I really think that. It's like a needle.
A little bit of a drama queen. I understand what you're saying. All right. Harvey Levin from TMZ.com on the line. Let's move on and talk about the other very funny story over the weekend and your coverage of the Britney Spears crazy fan on stage. What happened there?
Well, it's the best. So she's on stage and she's singing. She's singing Womanizer, I think. So this drunk guy comes up and basically jumps in front of her as she's on the stage. And you see her scream. But there's a problem.
What's the problem?
You don't hear her scream.
Oh!
Oh, that's the best!
Microphone not on?
It's the best. It is, honest to God. You just look at it and you just think, this, it tells the whole story. You don't hear a damn thing.
Oh, God.
How is there something that's fascinating and funny and ridiculous about every single show she does?
Yeah.
Good for her. I mean, she's figured it out. And it's like, you know, there are a lot of people, when they go to a concert and somebody is lip-syncing, you feel gypped. I mean, you kind of know what you're getting going in, right?
It's true. It's no secret anymore.
It's no secret. Yeah. And this just made it hilarious. You've got to see it. It's so funny. And we got a picture on the website. We got a screen grab of this. Her mouth's open. I mean, you see her screaming.
Yes. And there's just no – maybe there was no sound coming out of her mouth. Yeah. How do you know?
That's awesome.
Right.
That's likely, right?
Likely in the middle of singing.
Right, sure.
Fantastic. Let me ask you one more thing, Harvey, because I am following your tweet, of course, and you mentioned
early
first thing this morning that you're working on something big in the newsroom for later on today. Are you prepared to tip your hand at all?
I can't. I'm not allowed to. But it's an interesting thing that we're going to be doing.
What do you mean you're not allowed to? You're the boss. You can do whatever you want.
No, I can't. I mean, there's a thing.
Tip it.
There's a thing.
You're not going to. You'd say, oh, well, whatever.
Okay.
But it's good for us. It's exciting.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
But you're really following it, really?
Bean follows all tweets.
Sure.
Well, I'm fascinated with it because they're so funny. I mean, P. Diddy cracks me up with how ridiculous his tweets are. For instance, Larry King is hilarious with how senile and banal his tweets are. I mean, it's really kind of fascinating to watch what these people are writing about.
Well, it's funny because when you do it, too, it's like, where do you go with this thing? I mean, because on Friday, people were dropping like flies in my newsroom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the bathrooms were just disgusting, and it was just terrible.
Swine flu!
I'm telling you, we had three people. I mean, they were thrown up in the newsroom. And so I thought, I guess that's what you talk about.
That's what you do. Yeah, that's exactly what you do.
So I kind of did, but I'm just kind of like, I'm finding my way through this. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of fun.
I
agree. I just started it last week, but I've really been enjoying it, to tell you the truth, so far. I mean, of course, you choose who to follow. That's what's great about it. If somebody's boring you or you don't care what they have to say, you don't follow
them.
You just move on. So, all right. Well, you can get to Harvey's Twitter address on the website, which is, of course, TMZ.com.
Oh, guys,
yes?
Can I just interrupt you with one
second? Certainly.
We just put this video up. I just got to tell you this real quick. So Ricky Hatton.
Yeah.
So we get him in Vegas yesterday, and he's at this pool bar.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how he dealt with it, the loss?
No.
Five big quarts of they're quarts, but they're huge glasses of Guinness. One after the next, after the next.
Yeah, I think I would have too. Did you see the fight, Harvey? That was rough.
Yeah, that was rough.
I thought that was a kill punch at the end. I thought it was actually dead.
I was, I don't know. I mean, I was saying in the newsroom, to me, it didn't seem like a huge punch, but clearly it was.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he went out cold. And I think if I took that beating in a fight, I would drink nonstop for about a week.
But I got to say, he looks fine.
Yeah.
And didn't he get $12 million?
I believe he did, yeah.
Hit me right here.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. TMZ.com of the TV show is TMZ, of course, 6:30 weeknights, Channel 11. Harvey, we love you, man. Thanks for coming on.
See you guys.
Thank you. Bye now.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Time for the Ralph Show, Time for the Ralph Show, Bisbee. And now it's time for the Ralph Show, Bisbee.
Oh, man.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
All right. I know we don't usually do this, but King of Mexico, I want that tape up on the website in 1 hour and available as a ringtone download, please.
Dude.
Come on.
Dare
Who
you?
Wouldn't want that on their phone? That's fantastic.
Shabizbibibi.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on a Monday at 8:54. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
UCLA Medical Center just asked to send that over because they never had actual sound of someone having a stroke before. So they're going to put that into their curriculum so, you know, doctors can learn.
If that's the case, I'm having a stroke every day.
If your patient comes in and says, then, you know, just, you know, shoot them up with that stuff that clears out the artery to their brain because they're having a stroke.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, shall we?
Okay.
Wolverine. Yes, sir. Number one at the box office, about $88 million made it so. Ghost of Girlfriend's Past was number two. A little over $15 million. Obsessed was third, then 17 again. Monsters vs. Aliens. By the way, how great was it to have been on vacation when Zac Efron came out in 17 again?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was the sweetest thing ever.
That was pretty good.
You just talk about it and move on and didn't have to get sticky.
Ugh. Didn't have to cringe.
The Soloist was number six. Earth, Fighting, Hannah Montana, and State of Play rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend.
I want to see Earth, Fighting, Hannah Montana. That sounds like a great movie.
Sounds like a monster movie.
Yeah.
NBC has announced what they're going to do with their new fall season.
Okay.
They've added a couple new dramas and a few comedies. Today they announced Trauma, a series about emergency first responders, will be on the NBC network.
Is that
so? They got rid of ER to bring on Trauma.
Is that ambulance drivers like out in the field?
I believe yes.
I think okay. So.
Wasn't that Third Watch?
Sure, there was that.
Yeah,
and
sure.
There was Same Saved. Too.
Saved, I love Saved.
I
that
did
was over
too.
There on TNT.
Yeah,
I think. Let's see, Parenthood. Mm-hmm. Based on the movie.
Okay.
With Peter Krause and Ooh. Craig T. Nelson, Maura Tierney.
That's Maura a good
Tierney.
Cast.
It is a good cast. The drama Mercy, a medical drama about a hospital.
What?
Dear God.
Yeah. And the post-apocalyptic Day One about the Earth after the big nuclear holocaust.
Let's start sending them nuts now.
Good times.
Wow. Good point, Lisa.
Comedies. Like new comedies coming to NBC. Community, a single-camera series starring a guy named Joel McHale. Never heard of him, but
really?
I wish him well.
Wow.
Guy's a hack.
100 Questions, a series about a woman seeking love through an online dating service.
Wow.
There better be some talented people running that one.
So there's trouble. Your new shows on NBC. The Office, 30 Rock, Medium, and Law & Order SVU have already been picked up. They're still waiting to hear whether they're going to order new episodes of the original Law & Order and whether Chuck faces the chopping block.
Yeah.
I hope Chuck comes back.
Did you say Parks and Recreation? Have we heard about that yet, Rob?
Yeah, inexplicably, they have got another season of that as well.
Oh, good. Give that one a chance to grow.
Yeah, it could.
How
it
long?
Could
how long? Okay. How long do you give it a chance?
Season and a half.
Remember 30 Rock?
30 Rock, by like the middle times. Of the first season, had sort of picked up
how
this.
How many episodes has Parks and Rec had? Five?
I think four. Four, maybe five.
Do you want to wait? Put some money on it, Bean, if you think this show's going to get good. Let's wager right now.
I think it'll get better. I'm just saying it could be. That's all I'm saying.
I'm
Look,
saying
Amy Poehler is phenomenally talented.
I'll bet.
You'll bet that it's going to get good.
Well, what's good? I mean, we need to identify what good
30
is.
Rock good?
Good no. for Kevin or good for
How many
Kevin?
Shows 30 are Rock 30 good? Rock good?
That's the example
few.
You keep using.
Well, because it went from very mediocre to really
no,
good.
No, it went from bad
the
to good.
The Office went from just okay to
the
good.
The Office was funny from get-go.
All right, Ralph.
Office wasn't funny from get-go.
It was, but it wasn't as funny
I
as
don't
it grew
think it was
into.
As good.
I think the whole first season was pretty weak, though, ratings
the
wise.
The first Office was weak?
Ratings wise.
Oh, yeah, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about quality. The Office was
it got
funny.
Better.
It was a funny show.
It was funny, but it got better.
I think this one will get better.
All
that
right.
much Look, better? I don't know. But
I didn't mean to stir up a can of worms here. I'm just saying that
I'd rather it not be canceled in favor of some of those shows you're describing. I'd rather they give this one a chance because I think it has some potential. That's all.
All right. Then you do that. Southland has been picked up as well, which is a real good show.
Yep.
That is good.
Already. That's an idea. I'm just saying sometimes if a show is good,
right,
give that another season because it's already good. So we know that. It's got that going for it. It's good.
That's
but
true.
But see, for instance,
I know
I think
it's a lot to ask, but sometimes good should be rewarded.
Aziz Ansari, for instance, I think he's hilarious. I love watching that dude on TV.
Then you should have lunch with him,
then
I don't have to watch that show because you can just be funny with
him. On Parks and Recreation. That's the type of guy that you want to give the benefit of the doubt to because he's a very funny guy and it might work out on that show.
Here's the thing. They're not making up their own lines there. That's the problem. He might be a funny guy, but he may not have total control of whether the show is any good or not.
I understand all that.
Are you sure? Because it sounds like you think just because he's a funny guy that that show's going to be funny.
Holla!
It's got promise.
That's it's got all potential. I'm
it promises to be pee. That's what it's got promise of. That's its promise. Maggie Gyllenhaal. Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. No Bell.
No Bell.
No.
Gyllengard.
Nobel Peace Prize.
Maggie Gyllenhaal and her boyfriend Peter Sarsgaard got married this weekend. Congratulations to the very talented couple. They tied the knot in a ceremony in Brindisi, Italy. Ah, good old Brindisi.
Hey.
Who are we talking about, Ralph? I'm sorry.
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
I wouldn't go as far to say she's ugly.
And Peter Sarsgaard.
I would.
She's not ugly.
Yeah, she's not ugly.
She's
gone,
droopy but. Dog.
No, but she's...
She's not Belle.
Droopy dog?
She's not Belle.
She's no Belle.
Well,
no, I wouldn't give her a bell, but I wouldn't give her a gong either.
You wouldn't give her a gong?
I think there's a middle range sometimes where people are just sort of flatlined, looks-wise. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
There's no cursing dunst.
I don't have.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't have a sound effect to take the gong back yet, but I'll
we need a reverse gong. Yeah, congratulations. They're married on Saturday, and apparently in attendance were Maggie's brother Jake and his girlfriend Reese Witherspoon.
Oh. Bell, for sure, Bell.
Reese Witherspoon?
Not to me.
I think so.
Dude.
I was waiting to see whether Kevin's going to hit the gong or not.
He's rough.
Well, I don't think
her.
She gets a gong, but she's a dude.
You never know.
She's a dude.
This is going to open up a brand new kettle of fish with the gong-worthy or not gong-worthy on the other end of the spectrum. You know?
Yep, that's
tough to get everyone to agree on everything, that's for sure.
All we know is Parks and Recreation got a lot of promise. That's all we've
That's all Kevin and I are saying.
It's going to be great.
And
gonna,
we know
it's
this.
It's going to get great.
Hawk.
We know that.
Don't get me started, because I've got all kinds of documentation here from the Merriam-Webster people. That have different pronunciations, by the way, for hawk and hawk.
Listen.
I'm Ralph Garman. I'm bad.
I'm the number one guy supporting that different people from different parts of the country are allowed to pronounce
everything
different.
No, this is Merriam-Webster.
Okay, great.
Different pronunciations.
I support you saying hawk or whatever you say, and I support Kevin saying hawk like us.
Like us.
Enjoy. Enjoy. You two are the ones that think, no, my way's right.
Kevin said it's pronounced the same way as sock.
It is.
Like sock. Well, it isn't if you go by a dictionary.
I don't think it is either.
I don't want to argue facts with you because I know you don't like that, but the dictionary says they're different.
I think that the vowel sound has to be different. There is a different ah versus ah. They're told they are different. I think where
no,
I was getting hung up.
It all sounds like sock.
It doesn't though. I don't. I agree with you on this one, Ralph. But I think what my complaint was not being here for the original conversation is it sounded like there was way too much W. There's way too much consonant in your pronunciation of hawk, and I think that's what was a big red flag for Kevin. Because you were like, hawk.
Well, that was Kevin's impression
hawk.
Of me.
Hawk. Comes in and he says, hawk.
I'm saying
that. I say, hawk. But he says, hawk.
But I think there's hawk and there's hawk. I think they are different. The vowels are definitely different.
No, sounds
those
like
they're
sock.
They're not synonymous.
Because Stacy Peralta says it sounds like sock. And you know, he is the world's foremost phoneticist.
He discovered him. He knows what his name is.
He discovered a hawk? He
Tony
discovered
hawk.
It?
He discovered Tony Hawk.
But he's not a
Listen,
linguist.
Listen, you're from Philadelphia. You're not in Philadelphia right now.
He's not a
Stop
linguist.
Stop acting like you're in Philadelphia.
Stacy Peralta is not a linguist.
People out here don't say hawk.
Stacy Peralta is not an expert in language or phonetics.
Oh, I'm sorry. You are?
No, I'm not.
All right.
Why should Stacy Peralta be the end all be all
answer? Because he knows Tony Hawk personally. That's why.
Doesn't mean he knows the word hawk and how it's pronounced.
Are you having a period right now?
No, you're insane. What are you arguing? The Stacy Peralta, because he met a dude, knows things about words? That's your
guys,
logic.
Guys, don't you see this is just what the terrorists want us to do? The war is out there, man, out there. Now pull it together.
Kids, you're both
just awful.
He knows a guy. He met him, and he goes on roller braids.
You need some kind of anger management. That's what I'm saying.
Today's celebrity birthday, circuit guitarist Dick Dale is 72 years old today. Randy Travis celebrates his 50th birthday. Anna Gasteyer is 42. Will Arnett celebrates his 39th birthday. Mike Dirnt of Green Day is 37. And Lance Bass of NSYNC is 30 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
First, though, I don't know if you saw this David Hasselhoff story over the weekend, but apparently he was taken to the hospital with a 0.39 blood alcohol content.
Wow.
Well,
which is legally dead, yeah. I believe. And then there was a lot of controversy over whether that really happened. He was drunk. He fought with his kid. Maybe his ex-wife is painting it worse than it was,
really?
Depending on who you believe. Yeah.
Right.
So we thought we would figure out from David himself what's going on.
And it's time to hassle the Hoff.
Hoff, Hoff, Hoff. Hey, David.
Hey, guys. How are you? Big fan of K-Rock.
Right. We're good. How are you, David?
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, how do I get the tickets for that Coachella thing?
All right, Coachella.
Oh, no. I need to get the tickets. Do I just come down to the station or go to the event okay. or what?
David, Coachella was about 2 weeks ago, David.
Yeah, that's over.
How far is that from the Marriott? Do you guys know where the Marriott there in Palm Desert?
Listen, David,
I hate to tell you this, but Coachella already happened, and you were there. You went to the show, and it scares me that you already have forgotten that.
Well, I was there. I was at Coachella.
Yeah, we saw pictures of you there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Did I have fun?
Well, you had a great time, apparently.
The Hoff loves to rock.
I hear that's true.
That's what I did. Yeah.
Now, David, did you or did you not?
Okay, Fantastico.
Did you or did you not go to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center this weekend because you were drunk?
No, that was the story's blown way out of proportion, guys.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a couple cocktails this weekend,
mm-hmm.
and maybe I overindulged a little bit. But I didn't go to any hospital. No, that's crazy.
Well, you did go to the hospital. I mean, we do know that much. The only question
right,
is how drunk...
Right, yeah, as I meant to say, I went to the hospital.
The only question is how drunk were you, and is this, in fact, really the 10th time that you maybe have been taken to the hospital for possible alcohol poisoning?
Look, I don't keep track of those sort of things. Who counts, really?
Well,
it's really, what have you done lately, you know?
Right.
And, you know, I was a little Hoff my game this weekend, you know?
Oh, man.
I may have fallen Hoff the wagon.
Right?
Go J Fantastico.
Did you have a 0.39?
Yeah.
That's, wow.
Sure, but that's for me. That's not like an average 0.39 for a regular guy.
You've built up a tolerance.
Exactly.
I see.
So for 0.39 for me is like, oh, I'll have a second glass of wine with Thanksgiving dinner, thank you.
Wow. Well, I mean, I'm sure you've thought of this, and I know your family has attempted to get you into rehab, but maybe just stop drinking, and maybe if you can't do it on your own, get yourself some professional help. Call up that Dr. Drew or somebody.
Do you think I should get Hoff the sauce? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it seems like it might be your undoing.
Before I Hoff myself?
Yeah.
Coach Fantastico.
Yeah.
No, guys, really. But I have it under control. I really do. I think these stories are being blown out of proportion in the press.
All right.
Largely due to my ex-wife. She likes to make things seem worse than they are.
Okay.
And really, I'm fine. I'm having a cocktail now, as a matter of fact.
Well, you probably should.
It is cocktail hour, right?
Right.
It's after 5 o'clock someplace.
You're just in the hospital.
I'm going to have just to take the edge off.
Please don't.
You know,
David.
I like to have a little cocktail in the afternoon. Mm.
Please don't drink this. Mm. Come on. We know what happens when
you're an alcoholic.
I'm all right.
Okay.
Already?
Yes. See what I'm saying? It happens.
Yes, that is 3.9.
0.39.
497. 227. Jackie Harry.
What?
Jackie.
David, may...
So I'm all right. I'm okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but do you hear the difference in 1 minute ago and now? This is why you shouldn't drink.
Nope.
You don't hear?
Okay. Yes.
You do hear the difference in yourself?
I'm all right.
Okay.
A 2.9.
No, it's a 0.39. I don't...
3.14. That's pie.
That is pie.
Okay, Fantastico.
All right.
Yeah.
Should we send someone over?
Nope.
Okay.
Average. Boy. Yep. Yeah.
You okay?
You guys know I can get tickets for Coachella.
God.
This is a mess.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a mess.
It sounds like it.
And a half loves to laugh.
Hoff loves to drink.
Yeah, I love to drink.
All right.
Okay.
Drink a fantastico.
Drink a fantastico, yes.
All right.
Okay.
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo's tomorrow. Maybe you shouldn't drink tomorrow. What? Can't hear you. Something about cocktail? I speak as loud.
That was impressive.
What's that noise? You alive? Who's in the room with you, David? What? What?
Hey, man.
Yes. We are, yeah. Okay.
Now, I didn't see this piece that you guys are all excited about, but apparently Ralph has found a new career. Am I right?
Well, then you're not joining our coalition of heroes. You won't be fighting crime with us then because you are not welcome.
I know this is hard to believe, but there are people who are dressing up, you know, like Batman or whatever, superheroes who are serious about it and are trying to fight crime.
They aren't trying to copy other heroes. They're coming up with their own superheroes to fight crime.
Right.
Exactly.
And there's one guy,
real superheroes.
One guy in specific in Cincinnati, Ohio, who dresses up and he calls himself the Shadow Hair.
Yep.
H-A-R-E. There's a picture of it at krock.com, the Kevin and Bean page. Okay. And I believe this kid is retarded.
Stop it. He is not. He is a fighter of evil. He is a do-gooder.
Mm-hmm.
Or a good doer.
Either way.
Either way. And he is not retarded at all.
Here's how they describe him on the news piece.
Dressed like a professional wrestler with a cape, Shadow Hair is actually a 21-year-old from Milford, although that's all he would tell us about his identity. He says he was abused as a child, grew up in foster homes, and now has dedicated his life to helping others.
All right, so he wears this ridiculous black suit and cape and mask. And he won't.
Why is it ridiculous, Kevin? Why do you have to hate? Just because he's out there on the street doing good things.
Yeah.
He's ridiculous.
So he wants to know from the news anchor why there can't be a lot of superheroes. How come there only have to be the ones that, you know, people already know about? So he's very upset about that.
Since when has Cincinnati had one great hero?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
But, Ralph, isn't this kind of the Watchmen theory, which is there can be lots of superheroes and they can be citizens who just decide that they're going to do their part to make the city more livable?
Absolutely.
Right?
It's people taking things into their own hands and making the streets safe, like Shadow Hair.
Right, but did you hear him?
Oh, I heard him. Did you hear him? That's what I want to know. Did you hear him?
Is this the voice of a superhero?
Since when has Cincinnati had one great hero?
That's right. When has Cincinnati had one great hero? They have it. Now they need one. Now they have Shadow Hair.
I don't care what this guy's voice sounds like. If he's willing to run into a burning building to save my kid,
then
I'm down with it.
That's way too much for him. He does much smaller scale stuff.
What does he do?
Well, let me just first, we got to tell you about other real-life superheroes that exist as well.
He's on the right.
Shadow Hair is actually part of a growing community of citizen crime fighters from around the country.
Like a Cliftico from Pennsylvania, Wall Creeper from Colorado, Master Legend from Florida, Mr. Extreme in California.
Most of them belong to a website called the World Superhero Registry and often travel in teams. Shadow Hair leads a group he calls the Allegiance of Heroes.
Allegiance assemble!
The Allegiance of Heroes.
Hey, Psycho Mike, how long have you been calling yourself Mr. Extreme?
That was my first thought, too.
Why did they out me like that?
Their secret identity has been exposed.
Somebody in California is calling themselves Mr. Extreme and wearing some kind of a mask and a cape.
Allegiance assemble! That's what I say when I'm out there and we all get together to fight crime.
So, Bean, you mentioned running into a burning building to save a child's life.
Okay.
This is how they do it and what they do.
We help enforce the law by doing what we can in legal standards. So we carry handcuffs, tasers, pepper spray, all the legal weapons. We will do citizens' arrests. And we will intervene on crimes if there is one happening in front of us.
Right. So if the crime happens while they're right there and it's happening right in front of them, they'll do something about it.
Yeah, they will.
They'll None of that light in the sky stuff from Batman.
More than most people would do, my friend.
How many times does a crime happen right in front of you?
Well, when they're patrolling, when the allegiance assembles and they're working their way around Cincinnati, if they see a crime in progress, they step in.
All right, let me ask you about this, Ralph. The dude, the shadow hair.
Yes.
Presents the sheriff with a business card.
Shadow hair. It says shadow hair on it. Here's my number.
And he says,
if there's anything that I can do, please give me a call, all right?
All right.
All right. Catch you later.
All right. Now, the problem that you don't get from hearing it is the sheriff taking the card, looking at shadow hair, and then turning to the camera and looking at it like, dear God, what am I doing?
No, he has a look in his face like, thank God there are concerned citizens like Shadow Hair here in the good burg of Cincinnati for me to help carry the load that I have to deal with fighting crime.
Look, I'm too lazy to want to be a citizen crime fighter, but I don't have any problem with them existing. If they're going to make the streets a little bit safer and that's how they want to spend their time, I'm fine with it. It doesn't bother me at all.
It doesn't bother me either, but you have to watch this and then reconsider whether they're making the streets any safer.
They were giving out sandwiches to homeless people. I know that.
He does like to wax eloquent, the shadow hair.
He surely won't recognize us because he's blind, but I'm sure he'll recognize the taste of a good meal, wouldn't you say?
That's right.
That is true.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's true. Very nice. So they hand out.
A blind homeless guy got a meal, Kevin, because of shadow hair and the allegiance.
And what does Kevin do? Bitch about him. That's
right.
What Kevin
makes
does.
Makes fun of them, and I've seen Kevin take food away from blind homeless people.
This is shadow hair talking to one of the homeless guys.
Hello, guys. We're the Allegiance of Heroes. We're here to help you guys out. Are you homeless as well?
Wait. Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Hey, you take care, all right? Stay cool, all right?
Excellent advice. Have you ever spent a summer in Cincinnati? It can be sweltering there.
He tells the homeless guy to stay cool.
That's right. So he doesn't overheat. Have heat stroke. Trying to give him a piece of, health advice as well.
So then he goes up to another homeless guy, a guy who he's apparently helped before. Now, remember, this guy is in a black cape and a black costume and a black face mask.
The shadow hair.
And he's asking this homeless guy if he remembers him, and the guy has no earthly clue who he is or what he's talking about.
Hey, guys, we're the Allegiance of Heroes.
What the heck is this? Man, this ain't Easter.
You remember me, don't you? I helped you before. Shatterhead, you called me, but now it's Shadow Hair. You probably don't remember me.
I'm probably drunk.
Shatterhead, by the way, is a great name for a superhero.
What does a guy have to do to be memorable? No, the guy's wearing a cape and a mask.
Shadow Hair's not in it for the fame, Kevin. He's not in it for the personal adulation. He's in it to help his fellow man, fellow Cincinnatian.
You could steal anything that you wanted from Shadow Hair himself, and he could do nothing about it. That guy is a worthless piece of I'm saying he's not helping at all.
I will not have you speak poorly of Shadow Hair and the Allegiance of Heroes.
Are you in the Allegiance?
You are not welcome. On to the registry.
Are you in the Allegiance?
Maybe I'm not.
So there's a real registry for real superheroes?
Absolutely.
We got to talk to those people.
Maybe Ralph is Mr. Extreme. You ever think about that?
Are you Mr. Extreme?
I'm not about to expose my secret identity and make myself, as a crime fighter, worthless.
You're Mr. Extreme, aren't you?
I am not Mr. Extreme. I can tell you that much.
You are a piece of
Ralph Garvin joins us with the Showbiz Beat. Ralph, before we get into that, how about we slough off a pair of K-Rock Weenie Rose tickets for May 16th? How about that?
Let's slough them, man.
Is that how we do it?
Slough.
That doesn't sound nice.
We slough like a mother.
We just announced it today. We're not already sloughing, are we?
I didn't mean that in a negative way at all. I just meant we're
There's no positive way to say sloughing.
Yeah,
you go, sloughalopagus.
That's a negative word from the beginning.
We are allowing these tickets to leave our hands and go to you, the fine K-Rock listener. If you want to join us, all the details about the on sale for this great show are at krock.com, including Kings of Leon and Weezer and so much more. You can win them if you're caller 25 right now at 1-800-520-1067. Good luck from K-Rock. What do you got for us, Ralph?
Before I get to the showbiz news, I want to give you a heads up. If, like me, you are a huge Battlestar Galactica fan and you're saddened at the fact that the show is now over, this weekend in Pasadena, they're having a massive Battlestar Galactica auction where they'll be auctioning off costumes and props from the show. So if you'd like to own a piece of the show,
You can get one this weekend.
Will they be auctioning off number 6?
No, but you can get her red dress that she wore in a lot of the scenes. Yeah. And I would just take that and just... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes.
It's fresh and clean.
That's right. Starbuck, she has a flight suit up for auction.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Cara Thrace. Let's see. For the ladies, you can get Leah Dama's bomber jacket.
Okay.
Jamie Bamber, of course, wore that. Edward James Olmos's desk chair.
Yes!
So you get a nice whiff of almost ass. You know, smell that chair.
A full just added to the K-Rock Weenie Rose. Almost ass.
Almost ass. Hey, a full-size Viper.
Really?
Viper.
Are you serious?
Those were the ships that the colonial fleet flew.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know those could fly.
You could get a full-size Viper and just put it in your backyard and just sit in it, pretend you're killing Cylons. So, yeah, it's happening. Thursday is the auction preview day. You can go there and take a look at it. But then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 8th, 9th, and 10th, they'll be auctioning off stuff all day long at the Pasadena Convention Center. For more information, you can go to BattlestarProps.com and find out how you can bid on this stuff. So, pretty cool.
And may the fourth be with you.
Kevin mentions that today for sci-fi fans is known as Star Wars Day because it's May 4th, and so they say may the fourth be with you.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, F them.
Yeah. That came from Bean. He gave us
a nerd!
Nerd!
Piece of information. Let's take a look at the weekend's hot movies. X-Men Origins Wolverine did pretty well for itself. $88 million it made.
This is a huge opening.
I'm predicting...
That's what she said.
That's what he said. Star Trek will do even better, I think, next weekend.
Really? Yeah. Better than 88?
I agree, I think so. Because I don't want to see Wolverine, but I'm definitely seeing Star Trek.
Ghost of Girlfriend's Past did... poorly in comparison to Wolverine, $15.3 million, good enough to make it number 2. Obsessed, 17 again, and Monsters vs. Aliens. Then The Soloist, Earth Fighting, Hannah Montana the Movie, and State of Play, rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Pink! Yes, she does. there's always been rumors that Pink has been bisexual, and apparently she has come out and confirmed those rumors this weekend.
Ah.
All right.
She said that she is proudly bisexual and that her love knows no bounds, not color or gender. She loves the person, not the sex.
All right, now.
I love fish tacos, but are they better than eating beef tacos?
Why can't you have both?
Carrie Hart back together happily with Pink, and now we know why. Apparently, he gets the best of both worlds. Speaking of celebrities in Vegas, like Carrie Hart is, he's got his tattoo shop there at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Kelly Monaco.
Oh.
Formerly of Dancing with the Stars and General Hospital, is currently performing in Las Vegas. She's doing a show there with Mel B from the Spice Girls called Peep Show. When she's not working, she likes to hang out by the pool at the Mirage Hotel and Casino where she is staying. And she likes to enjoy the European bathing section of that pool. That's what they call it.
Boobies!
That's right. That's where you can go topless. And apparently Kelly does and garners quite a lot of attention by showing off her girls, including... Jay-Z, who was recently in town, apparently was catching a glimpse of Kelly's cans.
She was one of those soap opera stars like Kelly Ripa, who I'd never heard of before they went on to do a mainstream show. Like, she was on Dancing with the Stars, and I went, oh, my God, this woman is so unbelievably hot. How did I not know about her and watch her for years?
Didn't she do Playboy, too?
Kelly Monaco did do Playboy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how many cell phone pictures? How many cell phone pictures do you think guys are sneaking in out there?
Yeah.
You can't get caught doing that. They will toss your ass.
Really? Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Tell me.
You're bad if you get caught.
Trust me.
What? Did you get thrown
no.
out?
No.
But you heard.
She's from Philly, you know, Kelly Monaco. Philly
is she?
Girl. Yeah.
Wow.
How does she pronounce the word hawk?
Hawk. That's how she says it.
So fresh.
Instead of hawk, what should be said?
Sorry to bring this out of the air, but there's been a raging debate in the mornings on K-Rock about how to pronounce that word, so yeah. We probably should not have brought it up.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Legendary king of the surf guitar, Dick Dale, celebrates his 72 years on the planet Earth today. Dick Dale before he dicks you, that's what I always said. Remember?
I've heard you say that.
Yeah.
A lot.
Comedian Anna Gasteyer from Saturday Night Live is 42 years old today. Actor Will Arnett from Arrested Development and Blades of Glory is 39. Mike Dirnt of Green Day is 37, and singer Lance Bass celebrates his 30th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.